please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
This is platinum. This is the class.
We're talking Ferris wheels.
You've got a sassy walk.
Right. Hang on.
Put a collar on for the Lord.
Was there talk of going full Phantom?
I doubt it.
I am also laughing at that.
Everybody gave Daddy what he needed. Mad at all.
Live on tape, it's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, everybody. Turning into a stuttering buffoon. That's not to say all people are stutter buffoons. Don't save your emails. Welcome to the program, everybody. Episode 36. S, the snake. He hisses at Jimmy. Careful, he's all coiled up and hissing. He's in the corner. What's going to happen? Is he going to attack? Is he going to stay calm and coiled? Stay calm and coiled. I think that's that. Those T-shirts that were out for a while. Anyway, we welcome you in on a full disclosure. Recording this again on June the 30th because some folks have July 4th plans. The bell naps are going away. We're going away next week. Then we also have something in August that we're doing, but. This week, my son, I just learned today, is doing a double shift today.
Mm.
We were supposed to go see, as we talked about, that Rocky IV tonight.
Yeah.
And now he's got a double shift. Then we're going to the White Sox Dodgers tomorrow. And so I would rather he get off on time tomorrow and we make that Dodger game, because those were expensive tickets, as opposed to, it doesn't matter if the White Sox suck, the Dodgers don't, so the tickets are expensive.
Yeah, they're always, you know, when Elise and Zoe went to Boston, they went to a Red Sox game, and Elise was, like, shocked at how cheap the tickets were compared to Dodgers. Just any random game, the tickets were half as expensive as Dodgers.
The White Sox suck, but if you, you know, like, when I go to Chicago, you get tickets for me and my dad, it's going to be... You know, it's like dirt cheap for three seats.
But the Red Sox are also good, right? I mean,
they are not doing well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They are not doing well.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, they just traded away their what everybody thought was going to be their franchise face, Rafael Devers.
Can I ask you a question? I don't know if this is right, because I assume that the White Sox and the Dodgers are playing a series.
Three games.
Yeah. If the night that you're there, if that's the, wait, what is it? Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow.
Which is Tuesday?
That's correct.
Okay, it's not. I think it's the Wednesday game.
The Kershaw game?
No, they're doing a One Piece fan night or something.
Oh, that is
Wednesday or Thursday.
On Thursday, and those tickets are stupid expensive.
Probably because they're giving away One Piece collectible stuff, and I was going to ask you if you could get one. Charlie loves One Piece. It's an anime series.
Oh, this is a hat.
Yeah, but it's a hat from the show.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Because I did not understand... Why, like, the tickets I'm buying tomorrow, and I'm buying them, you know, where they're usually much cheaper.
Yeah.
And tomorrows are expensive, but they're basically what it would cost if I bought them new or bought them from the site. Thursdays, let's pretend $100 ticket. Let's pretend I'm buying a $100 ticket for a $100 ticket tomorrow. A $100 ticket is going for $160.
Yeah.
So you've just explained it.
People are crazy for this One Piece.
It's a hat that ties like a little...
The main character on One Piece is he wears this dub straw hat. His name is Monkey D. Luffy, and he ate the gum gum fruit so he can stretch his arms out and punch you from 50 feet away.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not going to that game.
Yeah, you might get punched from far away.
Yeah, I don't.
Watch out for that.
I also don't want a hat in my view. I don't need that. I don't need somebody with a
you're gonna have 40,000 hats.
Crazy straw hat in front of me.
Yeah. I assume that's the hat. Like it's.
Oh no, I've seen it.
Yeah. So it's like a straw hat with a red band.
That's 100% it.
Yeah.
And I did not know what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, so it's people are excited to get a One Piece hat.
Yeah.
What's wrong? I didn't know that that was more desirable than a two piece hat.
Garen, I know that this for the listener, this is going to sound crazy, but our guest may already be here. We just got some.
Oh well, she's 10 minutes early, and so she could. She can hang loose.
I just got a thing on. I don't know how it didn't ring, but something on my.
All right. Well, just tell her to hang loose, Garen. She knows the drill. She's professional. You show up early, you wait. That's just how it is. That's just.
Oh no! You know what? Never mind.
Never mind, Garen.
That's from when. That must have been from when Taylor was there. I totally missed it.
All right, never mind. So, sorry. Our guests can pound sand. the
this is weird, by the way. Yep. I had a junk call from right before Taylor showed up, and the junk call is from Taylor, Texas. Spooky.
I would have thought, oh, that's him,
right?
With a Texas phone number for some reason. Like, that's very bizarre.
Yeah,
I like Texas toast. Has nothing to do with this conversation. I predict a friend of mine will say, hey, do you want to go to the game on Thursday? Not knowing that it's not the usual, hey, we'll just get, you know, top of the park,
yeah,
you know, $20 tickets.
Right.
Because those are going for $75 to $100. Like, the cheapest right now, if I'm not mistaken, the last time I looked, the cheapest was $145. And that's a lot of dough to go to a baseball game.
Dude, every baseball game should be $20 max.
It
starts, if 20 is the high, and then it goes down to three.
Well, then you should be a White Sox fan, because that's what they are. It is not it's not expensive to see the White Sox at the moment, because they are not a good team. They're a fun team to watch because they're young and they're trying. Mm-hmm. Whereas last year they were I hated the team. I like the team this year. They just, although they took two or three of them Giants.
Okay,
so they did all right over the weekend. That's all that matters. They did okay, and I felt good about myself. 2 weekends ago, I forgot to mention this at the time, I went out to Pasadena, pardon me, for a baseball card show.
Oh.
I have not been to a baseball card show, specifically baseball card. I've been to a collectible show.
Yeah.
But this was a baseball card show, mm-hmm, that they advertised 580 tables.
Wow. That's a lot of tables.
And at the Pasadena Convention Center, the PCC. And I assumed, Matt, that it would be, I would get there and it would be, when they say baseball card show in 2025, that it would be similar to a baseball card show in 2015, where they say baseball card show, 580 tables, and let's say 40 of them are baseball cards, and the rest is Magic the Gathering and Pokemon, because right, that's what those all turned into.
Yeah.
This was, and I'm not kidding, if there's 580 tables, 550 were baseball cards.
Wow.
It was all baseball cards, but they were, it was in a room that could have been double the size, because it was unbearably crowded.
Jesus.
And I couldn't wait to leave. Huh. So I basically did one lap, uh-huh, where I went up and down each aisle. And if somebody did not have nine people in front of their table, I stopped and looked at their stuff. And otherwise, I could have passed up a card I've been looking for years, mm-hmm, not known it, because there was no way to get at the tables. It was so crowded.
Is this, I think we talked about this recently, because there's a Rite Aid closed in my neighborhood, and a baseball card company, like a place that sells and buys and sells cards, took over this. It's a Rite Aid side store.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They were across the street.
Yeah.
In a
tiny little,
like a photo mat size,
right,
store. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So does this mean that this is getting hot? Like, this is picking up, that there's something going on in the world of baseball cards?
Here's what I wish I could answer for you. That question.
Yeah.
But I ended up going on day one. I got there at 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
It opened at 10. Would it have been the same if I went on Sunday at 2?
Right.
You know, so I don't know how hot it is.
Because all the good stuff might be, yeah, gone by then, and people who are serious about it will have already gone,
yeah,
through it all.
And some of the tables will have closed, because that's usually what conventions are. Like, at the end of whatever the 2-3 days are,
yeah,
a bunch of people are like, I'm not selling anything more. I'm going home.
I'm going to get out of here. Which I also feel is weird. It's like, this is what you do. You do baseball conventions. You know the hours. Even if you're not selling anything, what if, let's say, a guy shows up, like he was traveling, he's out of town. He can only get there at 3 o'clock on Sunday, and you just missed out on selling your $5 million Mickey Mantle card because you were impatient.
I've done some conventions where I've been selling board games, and a similar effect happens, and I kind of get it, because there are fewer people there. In other words, yeah, maybe that one guy will spend $10,000, but you're really rolling the dice on that.
We used to, Daver and I used to do the record conventions every month, where we would bring our records, our record collection to these things. And, you know, yes, by 4 o'clock, it's you're talking to other sellers.
Yeah.
But this was, anyway, so this was banana times at this baseball card thing.
Yeah.
And it cost $15 to get in, and they gave you a wristband. A wristband that they put on my wrist so loose, it kept falling off my arm. And so when I was done, I took it out, and I was like, well, I'm going to give this to somebody. Like, I'm going to find a you know, a guy walking in with his kid and go, hey, I don't know if this will work, but give it a try. So I'm looking for the right person. I think I find them. You say, you be me, and you say, hey, here's hey, if you want to save a little bit of money, here's a wristband. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't, but it's certainly worth a try. Okay. You go ahead and say that.
All right, I'm going to wait for Garen to sit down because he's going to like this performance.
Okay. Garen's doing, Garen, Matt's going to be doing some acting.
Oh, man.
Wait, what's going on?
I didn't realize he had to get a water.
Oh, come on. What's our guest needs to wet the whist?
I'm going to need someone to give me my line, probably, because it's already gone.
Your line, again, is...
here's a wristband. I'm going to improvise it a little bit. I got the gist of what
you get the
saying.
Gist. Yeah. You get the gist. And then I will be the I will be the father with a he's got his son at his side.
Let's
say a nine-year-old.
Garen, the scene is we're outside this baseball park card convention.
Okay.
I'm Jimmy, and I'm on my way out, and I'm looking for somebody because my wristband is so loose, I could take it off and give it to somebody else. I'm looking for someone who might appreciate that. So Jimmy is a father with a son, 10-year-old.
I'm not playing myself in this scene. Matt is playing me.
Confusing.
And I'm going to be playing the father because I know the father's role.
And if you're new to Never Not Funny, the reason for that is I don't know what happens next. Jimmy does. So
yeah.
I can't play his part.
That's exactly
I have
right.
to play Jimmy because I can't play the other part of it.
Now, do you feel any type of intimidation playing the role directly in front of the person it's inspired by?
I mean, it is. Look, it's nerve wracking. I can't deny it. Like, you know, it's like, do you really want to perform on the waterfront in front of Brando? No, you don't.
I mean, here's the thing, too, is you got to make a choice. Are you going to do an impression or are you going to interpret it yourself?
I think I'm going to do my own. I'm going to choose my own direction.
I think that's a smarter way to go.
Yeah. I think in the past, I've been guilty of maybe trying to, I've been affected by being on the show with Jimmy so long. I maybe adopt some of his vocal tics or mannerisms.
Sure.
And I'm trying
to take the word maybe out of that sentence.
but you do risk disappointing the fans who are looking for a Jimmy part of
it. Is not known to be an impressionist.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair, but he is an actor.
That's an unnecessary
he's not an
layer.
Actor.
in this case, he is.
This is the role of a lifetime.
Yeah, that's why
I'm not taking it lightly.
You're not wrong.
That's good.
You're not wrong. All right. So again, we're outside. It's a beautiful day in Pasadena.
Okay. So I'm feeling good. Hey, I'm out in the fresh air again.
Full disclosure. It was rainy.
Oh.
It was rainy.
Wow.
You're already wrong.
In my world.
Did you do any research?
This is beautiful. I was in Burbank, one town over, and it was perfectly nice.
Little overcast and rainy.
Okay.
Interesting.
And all right. So then I'm leaving.
So I'm leaving.
Yes, you're leaving. I'm coming in. Excited. I'm with my son.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing these 580 tables. But man, I wish it wasn't so stinking expensive. That's my thought.
All right. Well, here I go.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I got this wristband.
What?
I'm leaving and I don't need it. I can just pull it right off. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. But you save some money if you want it. It's yours.
Yeah.
Very grateful, it sounds like.
So now here's what's fun for you.
Yeah.
We switch roles.
Yeah.
Oh.
You be that guy and say that.
Okay.
And I'll say what I said.
Okay.
No. Doing you a fucking favor.
In front of the kid.
I couldn't stop myself. What the shit? I couldn't believe his... Like, then I had to go all in my head. I talked with Danielle about it. I'm all like, you know, we are in Los Angeles. Certainly 2 weekends ago,
mm-hmm.
Tensions were weird in the city. So is this guy... Does he think I'm trying to pull a hustle on him? Does he think I'm ice and I'm doing so? Like, mm-hmm. So I'm going to give him a little bit of a benefit. Like, why is he a little bit?
Yeah.
At the same time, I'm a nerdy looking fucking dude.
Yeah.
With a White Sox T-shirt, handing you a. You know,
what's the hustle? If this is a con job, what's the game?
I handed it to him and just kind of just was like. I don't know. I'm just another dad.
Yeah. Well, you didn't.
I'm fine.
He doesn't know you're a dad.
He sees the way I'm dressed.
He looks at you. He's like, this guy's a loser. He's never had sex in his life. But yeah, I get it.
No, wait, is that what you brought to that role, Matt?
Yeah. By the way, then you brought a lot wrong to that role.
Well, it's this fictionalization of the reality. I'm taking it into a fictional world.
Very fictional. Very fictional. Elliot, you had thoughts on the scene?
So I did think that the characterizations worked very well.
Yeah.
Was this a review of the performance?
Yeah. Well,
I thought maybe you had some thoughts on what the actual interaction.
Well, the only thing that I noticed is I was expecting, as the sort of video director, I was expecting perhaps some gestures, of course, not knowing, because this was the first time we did the scene. So I zoomed out, but, you know, with the thing that the actual...
What did you think he was going to do, like jumping jacks?
I don't know.
I think that's okay. You know, they say comedy lives in the wide shot, so I think you made the right instinctive choice.
All right, fair enough.
You know, if it wasn't necessary, it's fine.
But then other than that, no, I didn't have any... I thought that the characterizations worked very well. Although, well, the other thing I was wondering, I was really surprised, Matt, that you didn't ask what band you'd just seen.
Okay, that's fun. That's fun. What an asshole I was. What band did we just see? And the guy... To his credit, again, for those who don't remember, on the light of day, I was an extra, and I in a scene where I'm walking down some stairs, leaving in the background in a blur, and I felt it was important to then discuss with the other extra that I was paired with to be discussing the show we just saw, as opposed to just talking about maybe what we're going to have for lunch, because nobody can fucking hear you, you asshole. But I asked the second AD, what band did we see? And he, again, to his credit, went, and maybe he was making fun of me, great question, let me find out. And he went on his headset. Hey, they're asking what band they just saw. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, great. Gave me the answer. So maybe it wasn't that crazy.
Mm.
If I may, it was that crazy. I know. By the way, I'm making fun of myself. You're a fucking idiot to ask that question.
But the fact that he treated you with kindness, honestly. He took you seriously, and then he took it up the chain of command and got an answer for you.
What he could have said, and it still would have been okay. Hey, you know what, man? We're moving so quickly here. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
he could have said that, and I would have went, oh, okay.
You just went to a rock show.
Went to a rock show.
He could have said it
was the Dingbats.
Yeah, he could have just said it was the Dingbats.
Right.
How about the Dingbats? Would that work for you?
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, when I was online to get food with Joni, and we were discussing this, and she remembered her from years with the Black Hearts, Garen. She remembered what it's like to be in the opening act, and... at any rate, I went to the baseball card show. I was there for upwards. It took me 45 minutes to drive there. I spent maybe 20 minutes inside.
Jesus.
And then another, I managed to time it awkwardly traffic-wise both ways. I don't know what I did wrong, but I managed to be in a traffic jam both directions.
Sounds like shit.
And then that thing, it was so crowded. It was so crazy crowded. And it's crowded with a bunch of people that are kind of, they're so focused on what they want to do, they don't realize they're bumping into everybody else. Mm-hmm. And it's 2,000 people doing that?
Mm-hmm.
So it's 2,000 people
bumping
into each other.
Unpleasant.
It was not pleasant. And I was like, I literally said, I can't wait to get out of here. And I did.
What were you looking for?
You know what? I have from the late 60s to current day, at the time, up until 2021, of the White Sox team sets. So I have all those baseball team sets from the late 60s through 2021. So I was looking for, because again, the White Sox, nobody gives a shit about. I was looking for the team sets for the White Sox, which usually you can buy for like $1 per
set.
That
means it's every player card from that season's
what team. Somebody has done, because they buy the box, they buy boxes because they're looking for the Paul Skeens autographed card that will be worth $3 million. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not in there. But now I've got all these cards. Oh, I'll put together the team sets and sell those and make some of my money
to people
back.
Who care about the team.
Right.
And they'll want that. Yeah.
Nobody was really doing that here, at least that I could see. Mm-hmm. They had just kind of individual cards.
How many of those do you have, and how many do you need? What's left?
Well, I have from the late 60s to...
Oh, so you just need from 2021 until now.
Yeah, but I now have those. I got them online for $3 a set.
Wow.
And so I have everything except for the... whatever year I start. Let's say I start in 1967. I don't have anything before that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that. Because I don't feel like spending... because that will be a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then I just need to get this year's when that's out, but it's not out yet because the extension pack or whatever, all that is not available yet. So when all that happens. And then what I do, Matt, is while I'm watching baseball, I will I put them in alphabetical order, and then I slide them into the little the little sheets in my book, and then I close the book and I put them on a shelf, and I don't look at them again for 7 years. I don't know why I do this. I guess I started doing it, and I'm continuing doing it, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't quite honestly understand what the. I don't know what I'm collecting.
Cardboard.
I don't know. Like, I even thought about it. I thought about it yesterday as I was putting these brand new ones in because they just arrived, and I was putting them in. And I even to myself went, "Who's this for? Who's the, you don't look at these."
Yeah.
And then I jumped ahead to maybe my grandchild will be, "Hey, want to look at Grandpa's baseball cards?" But the answer to that is no, he does not.
No.
No, he does not. He certainly doesn't want to look at Grandpa's White Sox baseball cards.
No.
So what?
Yeah. And it's too late to get the signatures from any of those, because that would be something that I guess you could care about.
Yeah, but I don't even know if I look, in this whole collection, maybe there's a 1974 card that's worth something, but maybe not. I did, my one mistake was about this baseball card convention was, I did not know this, they had a bunch of booths to get your card appraised, and or they will buy it from you. And some booths say 80% of value, 90% of value. We pay 100% of book. And I do have 10 legit collectibles. Mm. Now, what they're worth today, I don't know.
But you could have, if you were going to do it, you could have looked that up online, right? Like before you went?
Yes. But they also bring it, they show it to you on the thing. But like I have a Ricky Henderson card that at the time that I got it was, well, I got it for free in a card pack, but it was worth like $700 at one point.
Wow.
I had a Frank Thomas one that was worth thousands of dollars. Mm. I think the Frank Thomas one now is worth 20. Like it's not worth anything. Mm. So like it would be so interesting weird to bring them in and go, what, I know what these were once worth.
Yeah.
What are they worth now? And then do I go, you know what? Okay, I'll take $500 for all of these. Yes, it's much less than it would have been 20 years ago. But also, I'm not doing anything with them.
Right. Like if you had an album on your shelf that inside the album were $100 bills, would you leave them in the album or would you take them out and put them in the bank?
I would take them out and put them in the bank.
Yeah.
So
this is one step more of the same premise.
I wish. See, here's the thing. Yes, I can go to my local card shop and say, what would you give me for these? But that is not going to be the same as there, where they're looking to buy collectibles. And maybe there, that Ricky Henderson card is, holy shit, a guy brought in the Ricky Henderson card. We haven't seen these in years.
Yeah.
Let's give them 98%.
Yeah. Do you know what that card is off the top of your head?
Ricky Henderson.
But like what year?
He's with the Oakland A's. And it's, if you show me the image, I could tell you.
What is it? What does the image look like?
It's him standing on a base, maybe? Is it him?
Is he batting?
He's playing baseball.
Oh, it's a baseball card.
There's one listed on eBay for $100,000.
All right, bring that up. Bring that up, because that might be my guy.
How crazy would it be if you found out you had that?
I also don't think any of them, the cards I have, I don't think they are whatever is a 10.0 or whatever, like the top rate,
the perfect, yeah, like mint.
I think they're that is not it, Garen. That is not it. Maybe it's from the I think it's from the 80s.
From the 80s,
my card,
the 81.
Okay.
Oh, this isn't, this is just his head though. Like
no, face. This I could tell you this is more than his head.
All right, let me look and see.
By the way, Ricky Henderson's dead. That rhymes with head.
Sure.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he died in the last year.
I didn't remember that happening.
All right, let's take a break.
Yeah.
Let's bring our guest into the mix. Kathy Ladman is here waiting patiently out there. I know we gave her a bottle of water to shut her up. So maybe she's enjoying that water. And then we come back. I'd like to do a taste test this episode.
Yeah, sure.
I'd like to do a taste test. And, of course, we got the movie game. Garen still has the con. Let's hope he doesn't fuck around again this week and he picks a movie one of us will choose.
Seems like there's a lot, though.
There are a lot.
For S.
There's a lot of good deep cult classics, too.
Yeah, but Garen.
Garen, if you want to do deep cult from 2 to 5, you're welcome to. But number one better be a goddamn money-making summer hit. Could be a winter hit.
Yeah. I'm not going to specify the time of year of it. But.
No, but it better be something. And I'm not kidding. If there's no winner this week, and I think Matt will agree with me and Ellie will agree with me, and Ellie's the most passive of all of us. Mm-hmm. If we don't get it, You get behind that podium of yours and you stand there with your legs spread and we get to kick you between the fucking legs.
I'm behind the podium.
No, you get out from behind.
Oh,
you stand up. I see you leave the podium behind. Yeah.
And you stand like the Jolly Green Giant.
Ho, ho, ho.
And we kick you
hands
between the legs.
Yeah.
And you take it. Do you understand me?
I gotcha.
Okay.
I understand.
All right. So look for, because by the way, you know, none of us are matching. So get your kicking foot ready. You play soccer, so you're ready to go, Matt.
Yeah. I feel like there's one sci-fi and one horror that are like slam dunk answers, yeah. But
so we're saying we're not going to pick those two, so we can kick Garen to the ball.
Oh, well, now wait a minute.
Wait a minute. What if we did? What if all of a sudden we go around and we pick the most obscure S's, and you're sitting there going, "Wait, what's going on?" Wait a minute. You just see him stuffing T-shirts down his pants.
My guess is Slimers. It's probably a movie called Slimers.
I would imagine. Oh, and, if there is,
yeah, Garen actually bets the best. No, that's going to be his thing. Oh, you matched me. That's what I put. Slimers.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Hey gang, Matt here with some dates for you. Kathy Ladman is on Instagram at KathyLadman1, the number one. And you can also find her at KathyLadman.com. That's where you should go to get all of her live dates. She's doing stand-up all over the place. And yeah, just keep up with her on those two places and go see her whenever you get a chance, because she is wonderful. Jimmy Pardo is going to be at Levity Live in Oxnard, California. That's Ventura County on July 10th. And then he's at the Irvine Improv on August 10th. Go to jimmypardo.com for all his dates and deets, and enjoy.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the program 36S, the snake episode. We got to match Garen, who's got the horror sci-fi that begins with the letter S. And as we have already, Kathy, you weren't here for this, I've already warned, if Garen's number one answer is some obscure weirdo thing and we don't match it, he's going to stand like the Jolly Green Giant with his arms on his hips, and we're going to all kick him in the balls because we're sick of his shit.
Like the Jolly Green
Giant. That's right. You don't like the Jolly Green Giant? You like peas?
No, I don't like peas.
Why are you mad at peas?
I'm not mad at them. I just don't like them.
What's your favorite of all the vegetable?
I like broccoli.
Yeah.
Asparagus.
Sure.
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I like all that.
I think that's about it.
I'm two out of three.
I like spinach if it's prepared. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like to eat it with other things. I don't like
You don't like it right out of the can like Popeye? That's the best way to do it.
I like to squeeze that can open.
And then
pop it out.
And just like a shotgun it.
Yep.
And then you're ready to fight.
Oh, my God. I don't even need spinach to be there. I'm ready to fight now anyway.
At all times. Are you, Kathy, we're living in a time where everybody seems to be full of rage. Mm-hmm. How are you coping in these times? I see you on the World Wide Web. I see you posting things. I see you responding to things.
Right.
But let's pretend you step away from that and you're just at the mall. Are you still full of rage? Are you thinking about this, or is it are you able to shut it off?
It depends on whom and what I run into at the mall.
What happens at the mall?
I mean, if I see people who are like making me mad, then I get full of rage.
Yeah.
You know, if they're clearly not kind people or elitist or rude, then I get disgusted.
Then you get mad, right?
I just get disgusted. And then I also get sad, you know?
Yeah, I do know.
Let's all be quiet.
That's a good call.
This topic has bummed me out.
Yeah, I didn't know she was going to answer.
But why were you?
I thought she was going to say something funny like a fucking comedian would, but I have no idea.
I am ready for this abuse, by the way. God. I know.
What do you mean there's no abuse? We love you on this program.
I know you do.
We love when you're here. Are we allowed to talk about your personal life?
Yeah.
All right, because here's the question. Because you're not on Facebook.
No.
Kathy Ladman posts photographs of you and this Sam Elliott looking fella.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is your boyfriend. I don't know if it's a cousin. I don't know if it's a neighbor that you're spending time with at the beach. Who is this guy? Is it your boyfriend?
It is my boyfriend.
You have a boyfriend?
I have a boyfriend.
And what's this young Lothario's name?
His name is Chuck.
Chuck.
Chuck. Where it is Charles, but he goes by Chuck.
Are you comfortable with that? Because Chuck is...
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Did he introduce... I don't want to go blue this early in the episode, but did he introduce himself by saying, Chuck. My name's Chuck and I like to fuck? Because that... I mean, I don't know if that... I don't know if that line works in 2025.
He didn't, but it was implied. Okay.
And I think it would win her over.
Yeah. You never know.
I feel like the bigger question is, since he looks like Sam Elliott, does he sound like
Sam Elliott? Sound like? What does Chuck
he's
sound
got
like?
A very... deep voice.
Oh, so it is a little Sam Elliott-ish.
He's got a great voice.
He's got the mustache.
Yeah, great mustache.
He's got
mustache.
The salt and pepper hair.
But is he Southern? Like, does he have that Southern drawl?
He's from Texas.
Oh, my God. He really is Sam Elliott.
He actually grew up, I think he was born in Kansas, then they moved to Alabama.
He was in the Alabama?
Well, he was actually courted to join the Klan.
What?
As a little boy.
What the fuck? Really?
Mm-hmm.
How'd he do? Did he make it?
He passed. He passed on it, I mean.
Good save.
He didn't accept it. They killed him.
Interesting.
Jesus.
But does that mean that some of his family was in, and that's why they asked Chuck to be part of this?
He was like shocked. it was a young boy, and he was really shocked that this was in existence.
Unbelievable.
Know? And his dad worked for NASA, which is why they lived in I believe it was Alabama where it first was, and then it moved to Houston, and the family moved to Houston. Hmm. And well, he was a NASA engineer.
And as we know from Houston, that they deal with problems.
They deal with problems.
Where did you meet Chuck?
On Bumble.
You're on the World Wide Web. You met him on an application.
I did.
Now, I don't know anything about Bumble. Is Bumble, and I mean this respectfully, is Bumble the one for older folks or young people?
No, that's...
Anybody can be on there.
No, anybody can be on there. The thing about Bumble, but thank you for bringing up the fact that I'm old. I know.
I'm old.
It's wildly apparent. I know. But it's... Bumble is the app that has women make the first move.
Oh.
Okay. So you what does that mean? I've never been on an app because the apps have come along since I've met Danielle. So I haven't even looked.
Well, look, when I was married, I hadn't been on the apps either because I was married in, I believe, 96.
Right. And you were married a long time.
25 years.
And you don't have to answer this. How many at the end were you waiting to get out of this thing?
Why did you ask it if I don't have to answer?
Well, you don't have to answer. But remember, this goes out to the world.
It was not a good match.
From day one.
It was fraught.
Okay.
Is everybody else hot in here?
We are waiting for the AC to kick in.
Oh, okay.
Elliot did comment in the break that he thought the AC was not working. Okay. Matt and I both said, no, we feel it. But I'm with you now in that I don't think it's kicked on in a while.
I don't think it was the question you just asked me. I think I'm actually warm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So you and your ex, who's dead, yes. We won't bring up his name because it's...
No, because I wish him only good things.
Of course.
Yeah.
And he no longer lives here.
No.
Perfect. Because you don't want to run into him. You and Chuck want to be hand in hand on the Third Street Promenade, and then there's your ex walking up. You don't want that horseshit.
Not really.
All right. So you meet him. So Bumble. So explain it to me. You're on the app, and yes. It says the woman makes the first move.
Yes.
So you look at the faces and decide?
I look at the faces, and then you have a short. There's a brief profile. You know, politics. Recreation, you know, just little things about the person. Very brief.
Okay.
And
you got your Schlatter Comedy Award listed on there, I would imagine.
Of course, I lead with that.
Of course you do. Right? You were the female comedian of the year, were you not?
One
of
those? I was.
Yes, of course. I'm not ball busting you. I mean, that's sincere. All right, so you see Chuck. Yeah. How many, are you allowed to answer this? How many dates did you go on with other people before you met Chuck? Zero.
Whoa.
Or are you giving the white supremacy sign?
Yeah. He won you over with his clan talk.
So zero others. You see Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
You reach. So you make the first move.
Yes. And then we talked. We chatted for a while on the app.
Okay.
And then Chuck suggested, he said, do you want, after a while, I mean, several days, maybe even a couple of weeks or whatever, he suggested, let's move over to texting because it's just more expedient.
Get and your I said, phone yeah. number.
Oh, it's, I mean, Chuck. But it didn't seem like an unctuous move at all.
At what point does he find out your full name? Because you're famous.
He
you're on television.
He did know you.
Oh, he knew you.
He
okay.
recognized me.
From
yeah.
Caroline's Comedy Hour? what specifically?
Who doesn't?
Evening at the Improv? On Order?
He just knew me as a comic.
You probably did seven Evening at the Improvs, minimum.
No, I don't... Maybe one.
That's it?
Yeah.
Carol Montgomery did more than that. I like Carol. We're both friends with Carol.
Yes,
that's
we
why
were
I
both friends with Carol.
Like a shot.
Yes.
No, it was not a shot. I guess my point was like that everybody in that era was doing a ton, and I would have expected
right.
Kathy.
I don't think I did.
I mean, you did 900 I Tonight did, shows.
So, I did. I've done 10 Tonight shows, but I was doing like all of these. There were so many shows to do.
I know.
Oh, my God.
You were running ragged back in those days.
Oh, so as soon
God,
as you
we were,
reached
we were
out
all
to
lucky.
Him. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
As soon as you reached out to him, he was like, holy shit, the comedian Kathy Latimer wants to date me. This is crazy.
I don't know what his reaction was. I'm sure he tempered it, you know, in some way.
I imagine he was very excited about it. Of course he tempered it. Yes. He can't come at you full guns.
No. And then finally, This was in October of
2023.
And we went on our first date in early December. He knows all the dates. He knows every date, every first. He knows all of these things.
Which, A, makes him a great guy. I'll say that.
He is a great guy.
B, so let me ask you a couple of questions.
Yes.
Was it the, hey, let's just meet at the coffee shop and have coffee? Or did you, hey, let's do an actual, like back
we had dinner.
When we were younger, you would go out to dinner. Yeah, it would be an actual date. You didn't meet for coffee first back in the old days.
No.
You actually said, we're going on a date.
Right.
And so you went to dinner. Italian? Yes.
No, Thai.
Thai food, spicy.
We had been talking about that we love Thai food. And he said, why don't you, he was going to go diving. He dives in the Caribbean sometimes. And
Chuck dives?
Scuba?
Yeah, he's a scuba diver.
Or he's like a cliff jumper. Okay, he's a scuba
diver. No, he's a scuba diver.
Okay.
And he and his son were going to Grand Cayman, I think. And he said, after I get back, let's go out for dinner.
Okay.
Chuck's got the bucks.
Yeah. No kidding. You guys flying off to Grand Cayman with a, not solo. He's
It's not like that at all.
I want to ask you a question.
This is getting embarrassing.
No, you should love every second of this. This is exciting. I'm excited for you. Because I know that, this is good for you.
Yes.
My wife and I was looking for a good Thai restaurant.
Yes.
Did you go to a good Thai restaurant?
Yes.
What's the name of it?
Bangkok West in Santa Monica.
Bangkok West.
Excellent.
You
Thai
love
food.
It. What do you get? Do you get anything with tofu? I don't eat tofu.
He likes pad Thai, so we shared pad Thai, and then I know.
Chuck.
And then I know.
It's good. I know it's the.
It is good. It's very standard, but it's really good.
So good.
It's really good.
Okay.
And then we shared something else, and I can't remember what it was.
A little spit?
It wasn't outstanding.
That was the thing you said as a kid. Share some spit. I mean, you kiss, Garen. You get it. Yeah. Garen gets it. He makes up. And so you and Chuck have a little tie in Santa Monica. Did you walk around?
Am I blushing, by the way?
A little bit. And then did you walk around the Third Street Promenade? Did you hold hand in hand looking at the closed stores?
It's so depressing there.
It's a bummer because people that don't know, Third Street Promenade used to be like the spot.
Yeah, but when I moved to Santa Monica, it was before when the Woolworths were there and there were literal tumbleweeds. I mean, literal tumbleweeds blowing down Third Street Promenade.
Yeah, but you moved there in 1937.
I moved there in 1991.
Early.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So you saw it all build up.
I saw it all build up.
Because I moved here in 96 and we would go down there just to walk around. I mean, it's like great comic shop. I think there was like toy store, you know, like a collectible store that I loved going to down there. Golden Apple was on Melrose, but it was another one there.
I can't remember. Yeah.
But you're fresh off your appearance with Pauly Shore on MTV. You're excited.
The Santa Monica Improv was still around there, right?
Yes, Santa Monica Improv actually wasn't there yet.
Oh, okay.
Then it came.
Oh.
And then it went away.
Very quickly.
It became Hooters.
Why did that not last, Kathy? As somebody that lived through that was an improv performer, why did the Santa Monica one not make it?
I don't know. I liked it. I mean, first of all, I loved, you know, that it was just right there.
Very close.
But I don't know. I have no idea what their books look like, you know, what they were making. I have no idea.
But didn't let you take a look at the numbers?
Believe it or not.
Kathy, we're having trouble. Can you look at this? Tell us what we're doing wrong here.
Wasn't there one in Sherman Oaks as well for a minute and a half? Was there an improv in Sherman Oaks?
You know, there may have been in a hotel. I think there may have been.
Okay.
And I remember back when I started, when I moved here in 85, I worked at the Comedy Store mostly.
Okay.
And then there was a Comedy Store at Universal City.
Right.
And we would just like drive back and forth and do spots.
God,
things have changed.
Yeah, that sounds so exciting. When you think about, too, like the comics that were doing that are all the comics that we know. All the comics that Chuck's trying to bang. That's who it was. And he didn't care if it's Kathy or Rich Shiner as long as somebody swiped right. I don't even know how those things work.
Guys chasing chuckles.
Right. all right, so you and Chuck have some tie.
Yes.
You realize, hey, we get along.
Yeah, I thought, oh, he's a nice guy.
Great.
I mean, I am in love with this guy, you know. I thought, he's a nice guy. I want to go out with him again.
And he says the same thing.
Yeah.
He talks to his adult son about it. You don't think he talked to his son about it?
Oh, maybe he did. I don't know. No, probably not.
They're on the island. They got to talk about something.
No, no, no. This was after.
I know, but this guy goes all over the globe diving.
He does not.
Based on what you said.
No.
And Matt said, this guy's loaded.
This is what you guys are making.
I'm not making anything up. Matt's giving me the facts.
Okay.
I'm just repeating what Matt knows.
Matt's facts are
I don't want to blow up anybody's spot, but the guy she's talking about is Charles Barkley. So you tell me. Has he got money or has he got money?
He's got money.
But I can't understand a word he's saying.
Right.
Which is perfect. Unfortunate.
So you and Chuck, then you go out a couple more times, and then you go, at what point do you say, hey, we're officially a couple, or does it just kind of happen?
I think it just kind of happens.
Good for you guys.
Yeah, it's been, and we're going to Europe in October to celebrate.
Of course you are. You guys fucking loaded. He's got money.
70th birthday.
His 70th.
My 70th.
His.
He is 2 years younger than I am. As it seems, as was my ex-husband, as was somebody else I was seeing.
They're all 2 years younger.
You're a cradle robber.
Mm-hmm. I'm a cradle robber.
Legit. And back in the old, and that guy was an old cradle too. Old style cradle. Right? With some hay to prop his head up.
Wow.
So you're going to go to Europe. Where are you going in Europe?
We're going to go to Paris. We're going to be in Paris for my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
When's your birthday?
October 15th.
10/15.
That's my stepdad's birthday, too.
Oh, yeah. Will you remember that while you're on the Eiffel Tower?
Yes, I will.
And he's turning 80 this year. You're exactly 10 years
old. I'm going to be 70.
Wow.
I know. It's bizarre.
Well, you look great.
Thank you. But it's really weird. I mean, I have this line in my act, and it's really true. I say, I feel a lot younger than I look naked. Thank God for clothing. It's hard getting old. Old.
No, it is. Yeah. I'm not anywhere near your age, but I also am getting older. We all are.
Yeah,
we relate.
Yeah. I know.
And but that's exciting. And then
We go after Paris. We're going to go to Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to fly to Genoa and take the train down to Cinque Terre. Spend a couple of days there, and then take the train to Florence.
Wow,
beautiful.
And that's it.
Have a little wine in Florence.
Yeah,
maybe a piece of cheese.
Sure.
I would imagine some pasta.
Pasta.
Good for you. That sounds great. And do you talk to him about Jack Parr, or how do you? What do you talk to Chuck about?
I didn't go on the Tonight Show with Jack Parr, by the way. Okay. What do we talk about?
I don't really care. I just want to make my Jack Parr joke.
One of the things I love about him is that he is a good communicator.
You love him.
He's a really good, that's one of the things. He's a really good communicator.
What line of work is this guy in? Can we ask that?
He's retired.
Oh, okay.
He was a sound mixer for 40 years.
Sound mixer, like in a recording studio or for a show
business?
No,
for shows.
For television shows.
He did West Wing. He did Friends.
Cool.
He did a lot of commercials. But he's been a writer for years.
Okay.
And he's written like 9 or 10 screenplays.
Good heavens.
And we just wrote one together, he and I.
Oh. You and Chuck.
Yes.
You're working together as a team.
Yes.
Great. All right, you're saying yes, like, is it the new Jurassic Park? You're saying it like I should know what it is.
No.
All right. I'm excited about this. You and Chuck. And you're not living together yet.
No.
Do you see that happening?
It could.
You don't have to answer any of this. Okay.
Okay. It could. It's very, very possible.
Has Sue Kolinsky met him?
Oh, yeah.
Her thoughts?
She loves him.
Is that what she's telling you?
Yes.
All right.
Do you want to verify that independently?
The four of us just had dinner the other night. By the way, we went to, I don't know if you saw it. You probably didn't see it, but my friend Debbie Casper did a solo show, and we went to see it. It's called Monkeys on My Back and Everything and Everywhere Else.
Yes.
Such an amazing show.
You thought it was great.
Oh, my God.
And it also got great reviews, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Debbie Casper.
Well, actually, it was too short of a run.
I thought I saw some reviews for it.
But there were what do you call those things?
Audience afterward.
Yeah.
Testimonials.
Thank you. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, funniest show I've seen all year. Like those are Larry King likes the Pony Show, whatever that. That's
Cavalia, the greatest show I've ever seen.
Can't be possible. You're 80 years old. Yeah. How is this the best?
Has to be something better than this, Larry. Nobody else enjoys this thing. What about Monica Piper's show? Did you see that?
Oh my God, it was great.
What's that called? Am I Jewish or something?
It's called not that Jewish.
Yeah, I thought it was. That was close.
Yeah, am I Jewish or something? Is a good time.
Well, you know what? Give her to her for her next
am
show.
Am I Jewish or something?
What am I Jewish?
What's going on here?
No, Monica, just you. That was her big catchphrase
back
in the day. Well, that's great. I'm so happy for you and Chuck.
Thank you.
I mean that sincerely.
I know you do mean
all my ball busting on that. We're doing show business here.
I know.
But the reality, you know that I'm over the moon for you. This is exciting.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
You deserve happiness.
I do deserve happiness.
Yes.
I absolutely do.
And do you think you're happier since you've met Chuck?
Oh, God, yeah. I'm also a lot happier since I've
left
my previous marriage.
Now, what about your daughter? Her thoughts on Chuck? Has she met Chuck? Tentative.
No, I don't know. You know, it's very hard to read her.
Yeah,
it's very hard to read.
But hasn't that's been the case with her since she was like seven? Right, like she's always
Her cards very close to the vest.
Right,
she doesn't even wear a vest. but my sisters really like him.
Okay,
and my brothers-in-law like him, and
good.
Yeah,
is Milan still in college, or she?
She is. She is in college. Yeah. She's taking a circuitous route. She just moved back to L.A., which is really nice.
Where was she?
She was in San Jose for a couple of years, and she was going to San Jose State.
Right.
She and her boyfriend moved back here,
and they live together.
Well, they're going to be living at his mom's condo. But his sister hasn't left yet. She was supposed to leave sooner. So Milan is living with me until the beginning of August.
Okay.
And I flew up there like a week and a half ago and drove a U-Haul down.
You drove the U-Haul?
I drove the truck.
From San Jose. That is not a nice route.
And you know, it was really easy.
Loved it. Nice and breezy.
Except until the very end.
What happened?
When I was pulling behind Jay's mom's building.
You talk about Jay Leno?
No.
Jay's garage?
Oh, that's his. That's her boyfriend's name is Jay. And I miscalculated the height of the truck.
You took a little bit of the building off?
I took a little bit of the building
off. Oh, Christ. And that's loud.
It was loud.
It's not like, and then if you back up, it's loud again. So it's not like you could like go, well, nobody saw or heard it, and sneak away.
I know. But in the words of my daughter, she got crash protection. That's what she called it, crash protection.
Thank heavens.
No kidding.
All right, so she's going to live with you for a month.
Yeah.
And you're excited about it, or you're like...
No, it's great, but there's a lot of... I'm not great at living with disarray, and there's a lot of disarray. But I have to do a lot of self-talk. It's okay. It's going to be fine. And I love having her near me. It's like great.
Who's easier to live with, her or Mindy? I'm talking about Mindy Sterling. Because you two were great friends. You moved in together. It truly was opening credits of The Odd Couple.
I know.
And you were maybe too, I forget, you were too polite. Mindy was like, take a fucking shower. Who cares?
Yeah.
And you were like, hey, I'm going to take a shower if that's okay.
Right.
Which I think I would lean towards what you were doing.
Yes.
But you and I, maybe we think we're being polite and courteous, but at the same time, maybe we're driving the other person nuts with our...
Yeah. I mean, it got to the point where I couldn't tell Mindy, like she has said, what are you doing tonight? And I said, I'm going to wash my hair. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about you washing your hair. So I couldn't. I said, I'm doing something tonight that I can't tell you about.
Are you guys still friendly?
Oh, my God, yes. We're very good friends.
I was worried about that.
Really?
Well, it seemed like you guys were...
Maybe Mindy...
She said she hated you.
Oh,
those are her words, not mine.
Okay.
And she also hates Chuck, which is weird. I don't know why she told us that.
Chuckle. No, I'll text her right now. She does not. I'm kidding. We have not seen Mindy. I think it was since...
It's been a while.
The last time when Kathy and Mindy were here, it wasn't back-to-back, but it was very close to each other.
Yes.
Right.
Where we got both takes on,
the living
situation.
Yes.
I was there for 9 months. What a friend. What a friend.
That is a nice person.
She is. Yeah.
That is really a nice person, considering for 8 of those months, she wanted you out of there.
Oh.
Those are, again, her words, not mine, Kathy.
No, but did she give you a different kind of take on how things were? Was
no,
she going crazier?
It was. I think it was the exact same take as you, yeah. but from her point of view. Like, you said, I think I'm driving her nuts. And she went, she's trying to drive me nuts. But, you know, in that Mindy fun yes. way where she, there's nothing but love.
Right.
You look, we, everybody, I love my wife more than anything in the world, but there's days where she drives me nuts. And there yeah. are months that I drive her nuts.
Yes.
And that's just marriage and friendship and life.
Yes.
So it doesn't mean that I, like if Danielle drives me nuts tonight, doesn't mean that tomorrow I'm going to go, oh, Christ, I'm done with this.
Right.
It's like,
right.
you know, that's just how it is.
Yeah. You just accept it and yeah. move on
and
to the next
thing. Thank God she accepts it. That's yes. really what it comes down to.
Yeah. I mean, look, I am a challenge. I definitely think I'm a challenge in many ways.
Yes.
But I also am really great to be with, you know, and Chuck's a challenge in some ways, too.
What's Chuck's problems?
I'm not telling you.
Well, I mean, you brought it up. You're saying Chuck's a problem now.
It's like this guy's.
Second ago, he was the greatest guy in the world. Now we got some speed bumps scaring on Chuck.
Nightmare.
Chuck bumps.
So let's get the mustache taken care of, first of all.
You know what? Is there talk of him shaving
you don't
the
like
stash?
His mustache? I love his mustache.
I haven't even seen it yet.
Oh, it smells so nice.
I think he is a handsome man.
He's a very handsome man.
Does he put wax in it? Does
no,
it like that, kind of thing?
That
not
really.
Fred Goldman.
That, no.
He's 68 years old.
Yes.
I will say this. The mustache makes him look older than that.
It does?
It does.
Oh.
I thought he was older based on that stash.
Oh, okay.
You know, because that stash went out 20 years ago, and Chuck gets to see the notification on that. No, it does make him look, because it's got gray in it.
Yeah.
So it makes him look older than 68. I would not have guessed 68, to be honest
oh,
with you.
Oh, okay. Well, I think he looks great. I like the mustache.
If you
a
like
lot.
It, that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck clearly likes it.
Mm-hmm. You know, and we often get comments like in one time we were at Brent's Deli, which is so good.
You love it.
It's very good.
What do you
have
get
you ever
there?
Been there?
You get the pastrami?
No, turkey.
The turkey pastrami?
No, just turkey.
Why are you so hung on pastrami?
I get the turkey on pastrami.
Oh, that's a nice double dip.
I use pastrami.
Use pastrami
as a bread.
Yes. What do you put the turkey on? You put it on a sourdough
rye.
Or on rye? You put yeah. turkey on rye?
Not toasted.
I don't like it on rye.
Oh, I love rye.
Rye's the best.
I only put corned beef or pastrami on rye. Everything
oh.
else goes on a sourdough
oh.
or something else.
What about a patty melt? Huh?
Well, I would do that on a sourdough.
I haven't had a patty melt in a long time, but if I did, I would put it on rye. You're right about that.
But you know what? I'm in a deli. I am having rye bread. Yeah.
Well, I am too, but I'm getting corned beef or pastrami.
Oh, but I don't eat red meat, so.
What about a turkey? Have you ever turkey pastrami?
I have tasted it.
I
it's
think
good.
It's delicious.
It's good. But yeah. But Brent's has the best turkey I've ever had. It is so moist. I know a lot of people don't like that word.
I don't care for that word. I actually don't like my meats to be moist.
No, but you got it.
You don't like moist
it.
Meats?
I like
turkey.
A dry. I like a dry meat.
You do?
I do. Yes. Don't oh. don't judge me.
Wow, you jumped at me there.
Don't you dare. I do like a dry meat. I get grossed out very easily.
Anyway, so when we were at Brent's one
oh,
time, this woman said,
"Is this in Santa Monica?" I got now that I know.
Brent's is in Northridge.
Northridge.
Yeah.
It's right over here.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's right where the Quake is.
Yeah, it's really good.
Huh. Have they rebuilt?
From 94?
I guess. I hope so. But this woman said, "You both have such beautiful hair." And I said, "Thanks, we're models."
Can I say something? And I know you're doing humor, and that's kind of the comedy that you brought to A&E back in the day. But there is a photograph of you and Chuck together. You do look like a couple of, if I may, golden age models. You look like you'd be in the ad for some medicine or something. You look.
Oh, that's so great.
You look great. You look great together. I'm excited for you two.
Thank you.
I love it. And I'm so glad, because it would have been sad if you just went, "Oh, that's my cousin who moved here. We've just been hanging out to kill time together." Like, I'm so glad it's a boyfriend. I'm glad that's the answer.
Yeah.
Chuck.
And it took a while for us to, like, roll it out a bit, you know, publicly.
Yeah. Right.
So.
Who was the first to know, Kalinske or Mindy? Do they not know?
They both. I can't tell who was first between the two of them.
It
they both.
The other one's feelings.
No, it was just concurrent.
Almost simultaneous.
You know?
Same day, maybe.
I called him on two phones like this. Hello, hello. I'm with someone.
When did you tell Seinfeld? When did he find out about this? I would have called him immediately and told him,
"What is the deal with Chuck?"
Yeah. Are you still dating a teenager, Jerry? You were recently down at the Comedy and Magic Club.
Yes.
And you posted a thing on Facebook that you can't change the description on.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, you could just delete that post.
I can't.
Sure you can.
I went to it and I went to edit it.
You can't. You may not be able to edit
it. They do not permit you to delete it. There's no...
What?
There's no choice to delete.
You can't delete just the text, but you should be able to delete the entire post.
Yeah, you should be able to.
No.
She says no. Ellie, huh. Take a look at it for her.
Yeah, take
you're
a
our check guy.
For me,
sure, I'd have to be able to log into your
account.
This
is on Facebook?
Yeah.
It's Facebook. Hmm. How often do you do it at the Comedy and Magic Club?
A few times a month, I guess.
Who do you see there? Jack Cohen? Jack's there a lot, right?
Yes, Jack Cohen's there a lot. A lot of times I'll host for Jay and Jimmy on Sundays. I see Alan Havey's there a lot.
We love Al.
Lori Kilmartin I see sometimes.
Sure.
Jackie Cation I see sometimes.
What's the story behind the you wanted to delete? Was there something you've said? You
oh,
didn't
it's
want
to just
say?
That they said to do professional if you want to go in professional mode or something, and I'm impulsive, you know. I go okay, you know, and I just did it fast, and then they put up this post for you.
It's a post that like AI wrote for
you. Hi, I'm just, you know, it's like it's really irritating.
It is so oddly written. It's clearly written by a robot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, and clearly not in Kathy's voice. So it's
not.
Like, it's a beautiful photograph, but like, what? I don't know. Nobody knows what you're saying. Because it's, I'm in professional mode. Look at me now in professional mode. Yeah. The mode is professional.
Look at my profile and see what I'm doing. I mean, it was embarrassing.
Well, then delete it. Elliot will show you how to do it.
Actually, I did a little research on this.
She cannot.
Well, there are, it surprises me that there are situations where you cannot, and one of them, you say there's a professional post, so I don't know what's going on with that, but for some personal post, apparently, if somebody tags it, then that makes it undeletable.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Jesus.
But this, now I'm in professional mode, it says. Professional mode. And
is that your account is also in professional mode, and that means you can't delete anything? Professionals never delete. Don't
no,
do it.
It means that I can reach more people. So
oh, it is a real thing. I thought you were saying that was the body of the post.
It is the body of the post.
Oh, it's both.
It is the body of the post. But I didn't write that post. They wrote
that
post.
This is so confusing.
I know.
I'm so glad I'm not on Facebook anymore.
I know.
What about Body of Christ? Does that play into this at all?
Sure.
Body of Christ?
Communion? Yeah, because they'll give you communion. You go up there, you say your thing, you put it on your tongue, and then you move along.
Mm-hmm. Get a little wine, like in Florence.
Thank you. She's going with Chuck.
I can't wait.
Mr. Moneybags. Good for you. Good for you, because...
That reminds me, I owe him money.
Who do you owe money to?
Chuck.
Uh-oh. What do you owe? Put it on Venmo and tell everybody why you're paying him the money.
No,
it's the weirdest fucking thing on Venmo.
Why do
I need to know you bought your wife a slice of pizza? Or well, she paid for it and you got to pay her back?
Well, because if they want to make sure, if it's a business thing, then they charge you for it.
Wait, what?
If it's a business transaction... then there's a percentage is taken out of it.
Right, but you don't have to make it public is my point.
No, you don't.
But the default setting is public, which is terrible.
Like, yes.
But I don't make mine public on Venmo.
I make mine is private.
You
nobody
don't
needs
see
to
it.
Say the money.
Right.
I don't even use it.
Right.
That reminds me, I owe you money for that water bottle last night.
Okay, friend. what asshole friend?
I didn't want you to think
you
that I was just
that.
Like, yeah, give me water and I'll just drink
Where'd
it.
Where'd you guys go?
We went to see our friend Joe Quazala's movie last night at the Dance with Films Film Festival. It was great.
Great.
And I said, I'm going to go to the, I'm going to go, Oliver and I are going to go get a couple snacks. You want anything, Matt? While Matt held down the seats and he said, yeah, get me a water. And then I came back and we're at about 18 hours now. And it's the first time hearing about getting paid back.
Well, I'll Venmo you and then I'll make it public.
I don't need the money back. Only
this
an asshole
This is for the water
for
Jimmy made
back.
Me pay for.
Only an asshole.
Who would ask
that? Only an asshole would do that.
Yeah. My son, by the way, speaking of which, I just had
I just wanted to congratulate you on his graduation.
Thank you very much.
That is so great.
I should tell you, I had very little to do with it other than I raised him and I gave him a roof. We did stand-up comedy down in San Diego. And my son did not know, and he does not know to do this. He ordered food, and I did not know he ordered food while I was on stage. So then the next day, I said, blah, 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 we're talking. He goes, well, I had the cauliflower at the club last night. But I said, well, dude, did you tip the waitress? And he goes, no, was I supposed to? I go, yes, of course you're supposed to. You know, you got the food for free, so you tipped the waitress basically what the food would have cost.
Yeah. Right.
And he's like, I didn't give her anything. So I had to text because I don't want to be
sure.
Oh, the Pardos came in and the kid didn't.
Right.
So I texted the manager. Hey, it's me. My son didn't know to tip. Does that waitress have a Venmo? So I Venmoed her.
That's
some
very
money
nice.
Because I don't want to be the story of these two assholes came in.
Of
and,
course not.
He just didn't know.
Yeah.
He didn't How old know. Is he?
He's 17.
Wow.
He's done stand up 5 times now.
He has?
Yes.
Does he like it?
He likes it more than I think he's admitting that he does,
mm-hmm.
But he's also very good at it.
Is he? Is it something he wants to pursue?
No. Now,
that's great.
Ask me if he should. Right? I'm with you. I'm glad he doesn't, but here's the truth. He should.
Oh, wow.
Because he's good.
Wow.
You know, I've said this on the show before, and I'll say it to you, because you, again, you, all joking aside, you've been doing this a long
44
time.
44 years on Saturday was my 44th.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
But you know, there are people that have been doing this 20 years, mm-hmm. that you look at them 20 years in doing stand-up, and you go, they don't have it.
I know.
Whereas then you could see somebody, you'll see
just
a young
starting,
person,
yeah.
and you go, oh, they don't have it. They have it, mm-hmm. and they're going to, they'll figure the craft out even more.
Yep.
But you could see that they've got it in their bones. Oh, and he's got it in his bones.
Oh, that's good.
So he's got it. If he wants to pursue this, he'll be good at it. And I say that as a comedian, not as a father. Because if it was the other way around, if I was a comedian going, oh, fuck, the kid doesn't have it. I wouldn't piss on his dream, but I might go, hey, you know what, son? There's other avenues.
I think just performing in general, like whether it's stand-up or acting or, you know, he's just that, he's a natural, you know.
Yes,
like
he's a natural.
I mean, he's very creative.
Mm-hmm. He's a great
Always has been.
Very creative.
And more importantly, he's a nice kid, and we wish him a lot of luck, as I do all.
No, it's actually, to me, it's more important that he's talented. I don't care about him being nice.
Mad as my career winds down, me too. Well,
I actually think he's not nice. I heard he stiffed some waitress in San Diego.
And by the way, you know him. He felt horribly about it.
Oh, I can't imagine
how
he
did.
Oh, my God. He just didn't know. Yeah. And Donaher didn't tell him.
Well,
Donaher didn't know.
Donaher was sitting there.
Give him a couple bucks.
Yeah. Oh.
Or at least tell your dad to tip when he's off the stage.
Right. Well, yeah, but you know, when there are rites of passage in life, and there's no reason for him to know that.
Of course.
Right. Yeah.
But now he does.
Yes. And now
and he won't make
forward.
Me look the fool next time.
No, he won't.
At Levity Live on July 10th with Matt Donaher again. We got Donaher and Oliver will do a set.
Oh, great.
He does about 11 minutes. It's an 11-minute set. And it's good.
Where's the room?
In Oxnard.
Oh, yeah. It's I've not done it, but it's I love Oxnard.
I'm interested to do it because it's one of those clubs that has a lineup of, So I'm curious as to what the audience gravitates to out of that lineup.
Right.
Do they love Jackie Cation?
Right.
Or do they hate Jackie Cation and love insert name here?
Right.
You know, junk comedian.
I mean, when I used to go to any club and with my ex, and we'd be watching somebody on stage whom I thought was just terrible, and the audience was laughing.
Right.
And my ex would say to me, "Don't hate the audience. Don't hate the audience. Remember, as I'm walking on stage, don't hate the audience."
But in your head,
it's very hard to respect them.
Mm-hmm.
I hate them. Right. It's easy for him to say don't hate them, but it's easy to hate them because they laugh at
something horrible.
Yeah.
Then you want them to laugh at you, who is more creative and clever than what they just watched.
Yeah.
And they may not know that because they just kind of were spoon-fed junk.
Right.
And if they don't respond to you, then you're going in your head, see, I was right. You like crap and you don't appreciate things that are good.
Right.
So I was correct to hate you.
Right.
You know what the solution is for that? And Kathy, you get divorced.
Yeah, you just got to cut that guy loose.
You don't have to hear that voice in your head anymore.
I mean, I would. It's a tricky thing. Like, do you just not watch the other comics?
I have to watch what's before me. I have to get the tone of the room.
Yeah, makes sense.
Even if it's wrong, I gotta hear that. I gotta know the tone.
Yeah, it's really important to know what's happened before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy's
anyway.
Paid that price before when he didn't.
Yeah,
that is. You have an example.
Did you tell the story about somebody was doing a joke? Like
the
you
whole
were doing
week
a joke?
You were opening for a guy, a guy was opening for you a whole week, and you kept missing one.
Here's what happened. This was I was working Hilarities in Cleveland for the first time, and you probably worked there at some point.
I've not.
Oh, it was. I've only worked there the one time.
Yes,
and this may be why. The green room was upstairs. And so you there was a balcony in the club. So the green room was up there and you could watch the show from there, which I would do. I would watch the opener and then he would do very well. And then I would see, OK, he's about to bring me up. So then I would go down the stairs and get in position to go on stage.
Mm-hmm.
But in that time of coming down the stairs, I missed his last bit.
Right.
And so his last bit was a bit where he did it was about Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. And about how Alex Trebek acts like he knows all the questions.
Right.
He's just I don't remember what his punchline was, but it was just, he's just an asshole, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
And so then, okay, you guys ready for that? You come on, your first brother comes to us all the way from Chicago. Please welcome Jimmy Pardo. I come on stage with my oversized T-shirt and vest and my mullet. And hey, how about another big hand for name? And then, hey, do you guys watch Jeopardy? blah, blah, blah. Alex Trebek is so pompous, he's just a dick with a perm. Fucking silence. and silence, where it was a bit that every night, I'm opening with it for a reason,
right,
would destroy.
Right.
And it would bomb. Every night it's bombing. And I'm like, what the fuck is... And nobody said anything. So on Sunday night, the manager goes... hey, I wanted to ask you a question. Do you watch his set before you go on? I go, I watch every second of it until I'm walking from, you know, until I got to get in a position. He's like, oh, that explains it. You're missing. So every night I missed him doing basically the same joke.
Wow.
Now the audience thinks I'm an idiot.
Right.
Or they don't understand, like, is it a callback? But it's not a callback because it's the same joke.
Right.
And so literally I was setting myself up to fail every set.
Whoa.
I dug myself a hole and I'm not lying. I never dug out of it any night.
Wow, I seriously? Bombed. For 45 minutes?
But I was middling, so it was only 25. But
okay, but that's not
bombing.
Wow.
Bombing, and it's a big room. I mean, again, there's a balcony, so it's a big room of silence.
That's so painful.
Horrible.
Oh,
except
God,
for Sunday.
That must have been depressing.
It was depressing, and then the condo was depressing.
Ugh.
And it was, the whole week was depressing, except for I got to see Michael Jordan play the Cavaliers in a playoff game.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
That was exciting because it was in Cleveland.
Right.
So it wasn't Chicago Bulls Michael Jordan ticket prices. It was Cavalier ticket prices.
Oh, nice.
So I could go.
Oh,
so
great.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
And the other comic, by the way, so the guy that was doing it, he didn't do anything wrong.
No.
I'm the idiot.
Mm-hmm.
He was a funny guy. Still is a funny guy. Dan Greeter. I'll say his name. Dan Greeter.
But if he had... As he was walking away, maybe he kept missing you doing that as you went up the stairs.
He kept missing it as he went up the stairs.
Like, otherwise, he should have been like, hey.
But the manager should have somebody should have told
you. How about on Wednesday?
Exactly.
Wait staff. Someone.
Somebody. Or do they think, like, is he, what? Well, don't tell me. He's a professional. Like, he clearly knows what he's doing.
He obviously has an idea. He's trying to do something here.
What an
we
idiot.
Just don't understand it.
Just an idiot bombing.
Oh, God.
Miserably. I mean, the headliner was a guy from New York. I will never remember his name, but his closing bit, maybe remember the guy's name. His closing bit was he did a parody of the song from Little Mermaid, Under the Sea, but it was under the seat. And there's so much crime in New York, you have to have a gun under your seat.
Oh,
and it was but it was like the full song.
Right.
And it would kill.
I don't know.
He was a really
person.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Really nice guy.
Mm. Don't know him.
Couldn't tell you his name for $1 million.
For $1 million? Wow.
Offer me $1 million.
I
mean, we know
I
you've got it. You can ask.
Dollars.
Well, ask Chuck.
Ask Chuck.
He's getting cover for you.
Chuck's got it. You retired at 68. The guy's loaded.
I have never had a rich boyfriend.
Even Chuck?
Even Chuck.
Chuck's got those sound. He's got sound money.
He's going scuba.
This is off air stuff.
I'm kidding. I think I'll say this about that, Kathy.
Yes.
I have been with Danielle now 27 years.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I was with people that were just young people starting out in the world as I was.
Right.
So I, too, have never had a rich spouse, nor have they had one. We've just been working people.
Yes.
Getting by like anybody else.
Right.
And some years are great.
Yes.
And other years, you're grateful that you had a great year the year prior, because that'll carry you through that year.
Exactly.
And that's what we've chosen to do in this business.
Yeah. It's inevitable, really. I mean, unless you really just hit the jackpot.
Yeah. And some have. And,
yeah.
And I wish them a lot of luck.
Yeah.
As they sell out the forum with their shit acts. And when I say that, I'm not talking about John Mulaney or who else was just at the forum who's great. Nate Bargatze.
Oh, he's great.
Nate's the best.
He's
I think
wonderful.
Nate Bargatze is the best comic working today.
He's terrific.
He's my son's favorite comedian.
Oh.
And his father's a comic. I'm not even in the first. I'm not even number one.
Wow.
And he's not wrong. Nate's great.
He is great.
And so is John Mulaney. John Mulaney's great.
He's
so,
terrific.
You know.
I like them both a lot.
We're watching, you know what we're watching lately? We're watching a lot of Todd Barry clips.
Yeah.
Oh, Todd Barry's funny.
Love him.
Yeah.
I love him. And he's posting old clips, Todd Barry, on Facebook. He's posting clips from when he was on Letterman and stuff like that. And Todd's crowd work is great, and I love it. But I like Todd Barry's joke writing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I love the structure. I love the way he delivers the jokes.
He's got great cadence.
Right.
Yeah.
I love all that. So I prefer when he puts up a clip of his act, so right. I hear all of that.
Right. And then, you, of course, you get that when he's on Letterman.
Yes.
You get – nobody does crowd work on late night shows, right?
No. I think
– that would be so sad.
It would – well – I think I may have done it, Kathy. No, no, even me. I they made me do my act. Nobody thought it was
even
a good idea.
Jimmy Brogan didn't do crowd work on late night.
Right.
He can't.
Did I ever tell you the story about Jimmy Brogan? Where so I was out here when I worked for MCA Records, and MCA Records. One of the you know we would have conventions meetings during the day at right. Universal.
Right.
And. And I would sneak to that, you mentioned that comedy store at Universal.
Right.
I would sneak when we were having later meetings, I would sneak and go watch the comedy while I was supposed to be in meetings.
Oh.
But at night they would bring us, like one night they brought us all to, they bussed us to a Dodger game.
Uh-huh.
One night they bussed us to, I forget what, you know, something. But one night was we went to the improv.
Mm-hmm.
And on the show was, and it was Rick Overton, Rich Scheidner, some guy who did props where he brought some guy up to play the man to pantomime playing the flute. I couldn't tell you that guy's name for $1 million. Mm-hmm. And then there was Dukeman, Rick Dukeman. There was a lot of Rick. It was Overton,
wow.
Scheidner, and Dukeman.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which is a lot of Ricks and Riches on one show.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Brogan. And Jimmy did crowd work.
Yes.
And Jimmy's doing nothing but crowd work. And that
right.
very laid back way that Jimmy Brogan does it.
Yes.
And I walked away. First of all, Rich Scheidner was brilliant that night. I will say that. Rich Scheidner stole the show. He was brilliant.
Right.
But Jimmy Brogan, I because of my brain, I was attracted to the crowd work, even though
right.
I hadn't been doing this yet.
Right.
And then all I did for, like, it was I kept on looking in the TV guide, like, who's going to be on Carson? Because he said I was on the Tonight Show.
Right.
I work for MCA Records. I don't know how this works. So is he going to be on tomorrow? Is he going to be on the next day?
Right.
Was he just, so I kept on looking. And one time I look, Johnny's guests, Robert Blake, Angie Dickinson, and Jimmy Breslin. But I think it's Jimmy Brogan.
Oh.
I think it's the guy I saw. So I think Jimmy Breslin, who was like a
sports writer.
I thought he was more of a dry. Was he a sports writer?
But he was a columnist.
He was a columnist.
Yeah, he had a column.
But very dry.
Yes.
And if I may, not funny. So here comes, please welcome Jimmy Breslin. And I'm in front of the TV because I can't believe I'm about to see the guy that I just saw at the improv kill.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck's with this guy? this guy hasn't been funny this entire segment. And I thought it was the same guy.
You even
for another 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you saw him and it was clearly
but it was one
not
of those things
same.
Like, well, I guess that's what he looked like. In my head, I'm like,
right.
I don't remember him. I thought he had glasses, but he, okay.
But isn't Jimmy Breslin like kind of stocky?
Yes.
I mean, wasn't he? Yeah.
Remember this at all times.
Yes.
I'm dumb. So anyway, I thought it was the same guy.
I just burped.
For
Did
years.
You hear that?
Nobody heard it, and we wouldn't have known it had you not announced
it. It's all right. I don't care.
My ears are still ringing from Elliot's
sneeze. I don't care. No, really. It was so loud.
Well, that's thrilling. I'm excited for you and Chuck.
Thank you.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
Big day for Kathy Ledger.
Wow, you're so sweet to be so invested in this.
Well, I'm excited for you because I know. I know.
I feel like, you know, this calls for a celebration, and I can't think of any better way to celebrate than with a snack.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What kind of snack?
Here's what you could do.
What?
Go over to that box.
Okay.
And
take these off.
Pick anything out of it.
Okay.
Because those are the snacks from galacticsnacks.com that we have not tried yet.
Oh, okay.
And we will all sample it. And give our review of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to move this chair back.
Yeah,
well, use your upper body or something then. Use your quads.
No, but it has no... It's not...
Well,
pretend you're doing your shut-in exercises and move your legs.
It used to have... Oh, we used to have a chair with wheels on it. Yeah, although we've had some of those things before, but...
Oh, so not anything that's open.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Correct. And if you need to store them anywhere, use one of the 9 baggy packets on your... packets on your pants.
Jay packets.
Again, galacticsnacks.com. Use promo code PARTO. Get 20% off everything except for the already discounted bundles. Head over there. Get yourself a...
Going for a candy bar.
Yeah, that'll work, Kath. Bring it over.
All right. I'm trying to see. It's in a different language.
Yeah, that's the fun of it.
Bring it over.
We don't know what it is.
Okay. That way we try to guess what the flavor is.
Oh, hold on.
Uh-oh. Something's caught her eye.
Yeah, now she's in.
All right, here. Give it to me.
Okay, here.
All right, here we go.
Now, we assume you don't have any serious allergies where if you eat the wrong thing, you'll die.
No.
Okay.
I don't.
These
Unless
are called
erythromycin in there.
did you guys see what this was?
No, I saw green.
I saw the color of it, and I have an inkling.
Oh, you might be in trouble then because of your.
I know, but I have to do it for science.
Okay,
Kathy. Here's the thing. Okay. We used to have a chair with wheels on it, and there are certain people who, if they're in a chair with wheels, they won't stop fidgeting and, wiggling around.
I can't keep up with them with the camera.
Jesus Christ!
It's very difficult.
Jim, there's a little tab there.
It ain't working.
It's not working. Okay.
No, it's.
Oh, look at your little implement there. I like that.
It's got a letter opener and a little
nice.
There we go.
Good Lord. I made fun of her for not being able to move the thing, and I couldn't rip this. This is for Girl Scouts.
That's what you get for making fun of people.
Okay.
It's karma.
Okay. Do you mind if I touch it?
No.
Okay. I'm gonna...
Hey, Jim.
Yeah?
That was just a terrible question. Do you mind if I touch it?
Oh,
Kathy, do you mind if I touch it?
I don't.
Okay, here we go. Here's two for you.
Two?
I don't think I'm going to need two of these.
Hand one to Kathy, then.
Just one.
Do you mind if I touch it?
No, I don't mind.
There we go. All right, everybody gets one.
And you can have another.
And Kathy, wait until we're going to play some music to cover our chewing.
Okay.
And then we all give our review of this.
Okay.
Again, this is courtesy of GalacticSnacks.com. Mm-hmm. Hit the music, Elliot, so we can finally...
Someone from Hollywood. A baked good special edition. So here's our mission. We went to buy them so we could try them. We're tasting cookies.
All right, I assume everybody's done chewing this. All right, Matt, what are you getting at? Well, what are you taking away from that?
It's mint chocolate. I don't like mint, so therefore I'm out.
Yeah, Kathy, your thoughts on this? Matt comes in. He's part of the mint guys. They hate mint.
Oh,
yeah.
I love this.
You'd think the mint guys would be people who love mint, but it actually is the opposite.
Oh, so.
Wait, and you love this?
Delicious. I love both flavors together.
It's basically it's a thin mint, but in a different shape, basically. Right?
It is not.
Oh,
it is. There's more to it than that.
Okay.
Your thoughts on this? Kathy's giving it a thumbs up, and she loved both flavors. She didn't find any of it dry or over chocolatey. That's not what I heard her say.
Well,
no, wow, me, but that sounds like you think that.
So, I can't conceive of anything being over chocolatey. In this particular instance, the mint was very slow to arrive.
Yeah, I would say that too. Like even as a guy who avoids mint,
that is true.
It wasn't overly minty, but it was there.
It was,
and it
kind of.
You're right. It kind of came in late, right?
Yeah.
It did.
Garen, your thoughts on this?
It's awful.
I think.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I'm leaning a little more towards Garen. Yeah. I find the chocolate to be overwhelming. Not enough mint. And here's how it's different than a thin mint, Matt.
Okay.
This is a waffle cone snack.
Yeah.
So you ate a waffle cone.
Mm-hmm. Right. I guess we should have described it to the listener. It was a conical chocolate looking.
About what, an inch long, inch and a quarter?
An inch and a half.
Like a slightly bigger bugle.
Like a little cone.
Yeah, a little tiny.
Tiny cone.
It's called a Muddy Bite. Girl Scouts Muddy Bites Waffle Cone Snacks. It is the Girl Scout thin mint flavor. This is a Girl Scout cookie-inspired flavor, but it is a waffle cone surrounded by or wrapped in chocolate with very little mint taste to it.
If they had a Tagalog version of that, I would try
yes.
that.
Yes,
sure.
I would or try a that. Samoa.
You want another one, Garen?
Oh.
You
never liked
as long
thin
as
mints,
I live.
Huh? Wow, you never you didn't ever like thin mints?
No, you know what? I'm not a mint person either.
I love thin mints. Ask me how long a thin mint package lasts in my house.
How long does a thin mint
as long as I'm sitting there eating them?
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone right now
because they're delicious.
They're so
Let
good.
Me ask you guys this, you two who
Could
love,
I see the
love mints.
Yeah,
though.
Take a look at that.
If you love the thin mint or this snack treat and you don't have it in the house, but you do have a chocolate cookie, do you just put the chocolate cookie in your mouth, start biting it, and then brush your teeth before you even swallow? Because that's what this experience is.
Well, this was not good. Kathy liked this.
But anything with mint and chocolate, it's like, why? I understand millions of people love that combination. I don't understand why.
I don't think it's this toothpaste business you're talking about.
That's what mint is to me. Mint is toothpaste.
Oh, Costco has a... big bag of like thin mint bites. Have you seen that?
Yeah, but I guess what we're talking about here is GalacticSnacks.com. GalacticSnacks.com. Use promo code Pardo and get 20% off. I also understand you can buy snacks at Costco from time to time.
I'm sorry.
What are you doing in the middle of a
if you have a membership
segment?
If you have a membership and you're willing to brave the crowds and wheel a flatbed truck through the aisles.
Right, you want
to
do any of that horse shit?
I love going there, but I like Galactic Snacks
it's
better.
Easier, of course.
Much easier.
Much better.
Here, Garen, you throw these away. What, you want to take these home, Kathy?
No, thank you.
Kathy. What about Chuck?
No,
does
no.
he want one?
Chuck, no. Chuck likes sweets.
No.
Does he have a sweet tooth?
He hates sweets, Chuck?
No, he enjoys.
Would you like tiramisu?
I don't think so.
Why is he against tiramisu?
He
hates the Italians.
He hates Italians.
You guys are going to Florence.
Oh, my God.
Are you going there for hate purposes?
For hate problems.
Hate crimes?
For hate purposes.
Bring these home to Irma.
I will bring them home, but not to Irma.
Irma hates mint as well?
Irma is much like Matt. She sees it as toothpaste. Here's the thing. I don't actually disagree with you. It
doesn't bother you.
Toothpaste is delicious. I don't eat it. But there's a reason why you have it at the end of the day. It makes your mouth feel nice.
I don't know if it's delicious. We all have our own word. Yeah. It's refreshing.
It's fresh. Yes. It evokes freshness, and I understand. I accept it and understand it as toothpaste, but I don't want to eat it as a treat.
I was watching a YouTube video the other day where they were showing a bunch of different odd snacks that celebrities liked. I wish I could remember who it was. It's a younger female musician. Who she takes chocolate chip cookies, I guess, and puts toothpaste in the middle.
Wait, but no, what?
You're not supposed to swallow toothpaste.
You're not supposed to swallow toothpaste. No, but apparently this is a thing that she famously did. She may have been like a Disney child actress, perhaps.
Is it Sabrina Carpenter?
I don't think so.
Poor
it's some
Sabrina's
other.
Is getting a lot of heat right now.
But looks
cover.
A lot like her though. But is not.
Is
her.
It Selena Gomez? She has a cookie out that is on.
Is it JoJo Siwa?
She likes
no.
to dance.
Selena Gomez was on that, and I'll see if I can find the video so I can tell you what her
Karen's
thing was.
Karen's going to look it up.
There are a lot of podcasts right now doing cookie taste tests.
Yeah,
that were not doing it 2 months ago.
By the way, you know what my very smart daughter told me is that you're not supposed to rinse your mouth out after you brush your teeth.
No, you're not.
Really?
And I started doing this. Huh. Because you're supposed to, the fluoride is supposed to work for like a half hour.
If I may, my boy RFK tells me not to use fluoride.
Oh, really?
He says, in a recent interview, they said, he said, yes, there will be an uptick in cavities, but it'll be for the better good. It's like, that is not for the better good. You dunce, you monster. Why did anybody approve him?
Who said this?
RFK Jr.
Oh, God.
You know, that nutshell.
Oh, he's an idiot.
You know, married to your friend, Cheryl Hines. Go ahead.
I'm the guy who always tries to figure out people's context. He thinks fluoride kills you in some way.
Yes, he's out of his skull.
But if that were true, if fluoride did kill you in some way, then cavities would be a fine trade-off to not die.
Yes, but you know that fluoride is not killing us.
Yeah.
He's like we'd all be in Jonestown.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in Los Angeles, and as far as I know, it's been fluoridated water the entire time.
He's like a supervillain who's like, my family is completely fucked up, so everyone must be fucked up like I am.
Yeah.
Like what is the psychosis of like forcing these fringe views onto the world? It's crazy.
It's horrible. Everyone's going to get sicker.
Everybody's going to get sick. He's just dumb. And then the thing with the COVID that we've now decided that people over 60 don't eat it. Really? The one group of people that eat it.
Yeah.
You're saying they shouldn't.
They're the most vulnerable.
Go eat a whale, you fucking moron.
Good Speaking Lord. Of eating things, can we have some other snack to get rid of
Garen,
that taste?
Yeah, Garen, you choose.
Hop in there, Garen. Even if it's the Post Malone's, we need something
The Post Malone would be a
What's a Post Malone?
Post Malone has made a delicious cookie. Oreo made a Post Malone cookie.
Do you know the singer Post Malone?
Gentleman with the tattoos partially on his face.
Yes.
Okay.
Although there's that.
What's the snack?
It's an Oreo, but it's got its own special
filling.
All right, let's try that.
Yeah, it's the cookies are one vanilla, one chocolate, and then the center is like a caramel shortbread flavor.
Okay, let's have these on. Sorry, so Post Malone's are on standby. Oh. We're going to try this Twix.
That's the one I originally picked, but I threw back after I saw it.
Well,
I
know that there's
Sorry,
nothing
guys.
Two sticks of Twix can't fix.
So. Here's what I'm going to do.
This is a good call.
There's five of us. Yeah. I'm going to take a little piece of this one.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's more than I wanted. Matt, break off a little bit of yourself, and then give it to
Kathy. Well, but it's not a Kit Kat, so can I break off a piece of it?
Yeah, you could twist off a Twix, piece of Twix.
There's no way to get a smaller amount than what you just did
there
and what
isn't?
I just did.
Yeah,
well, I tried.
Somebody may be left out of this one.
Watch me.
Oh, Kathy thinks she could break that in three pieces.
It's like we need a knife. I think.
Yeah, I am very good at getting tiny pieces
of
food. Okay. Seems like an odd brag. Yeah. Oh, she did it.
It seems
odd. But now your fingers have been all over. Okay. You know, whoever gets
well,
that.
Not really. Just, ugh.
What do you mean?
Well, that's not a great sound.
You dropped a little hunk there.
I know, I see.
All right, so again, I cover this with some music, if you would, Elliot. And we're going to try this this Twix that is a flavor of some sort.
Is it a spit bucket?
We don't know. This is not a commercial shoot.
Oh, shit.
Here we go. Everybody, try your Twix.
Inside's creamy and the outside's black. Come together to make the perfect snack. Who'd have thought Post Malone had good cookies? It's snack time. Garen sucks.
Hey, I'm going to say strawberry shortcake.
Good that call. Seems pretty close.
It's definitely like there's like a chewy strawberry layer instead of the caramel. Mm-hmm. The rest of it's a regular Twix.
I don't dislike that.
I like it a lot. It's interesting.
Do not like it.
You don't like it.
I don't like fruit in my candy for the most part.
Are we allowed to say that in 2025?
Hey.
Sounds offensive.
Especially in the month of June.
Right. Come on. It's still June 30. Your thoughts. Kathy hated it. Matt and I like it.
I like 85% of it, but there's some part of the fruit flavor that it doesn't hit me right.
It's very artificial fruit flavor. Like it's
horrible.
It's almost got like a
galactic snacks.
Kathy, when you were in Vegas, you opened up for Fruit Pie the Magician, didn't you? Fruit Pie the Magician. Didn't you do a week of shows with him? Remember that character, Fruit Pie the Magician?
I don't remember.
He was one of the hostess guys with Fruit Pie. It was Fruit Pie the Magician. Yeah.
The texture of the strawberry layer is interesting because it's almost like a taffy.
Yes.
It's very sticky.
Very sticky. It looked like bubble gum kind of.
That's what it is.
It's the bubble gum flavor.
It almost tastes like.
It's a Hubba Bubba strawberry.
It tastes like kids' toothpaste to me.
Yes.
Well, we learned earlier that it's delicious and refreshing.
Kids' toothpaste.
Yeah, not so much.
Fruity. Yeah, don't like it.
Garen, your thoughts on this Twix?
I liked the first bite, and then I took a second bite, and it started to close my throat.
Oh no! Are you allergic to strawberries?
No.
Are you allergic to the fake strawberries?
My throat may have been just rejecting it,
That's
but
fair.
I didn't dislike it. I think it's cheesecake.
Drink some fake beverage that you have there.
Oh, it's cheesecake.
I think it's strawberry cheesecake. That's what the picture looks like.
Well, I'll tell you something. If I'm at a 7-Eleven. And that's the only candy they have, and I want a piece of candy, I will get it.
Wait, does that have
a woman? Oh, go ahead.
I was going to ask, does that have? Should I try Google Translate on the wrapper?
There's a picture on there that guarantees.
Yeah, there's a picture.
Oh, okay.
As a woman with an eating disorder, eating that I hated.
Yes.
Was a waste of calories.
Sorry.
And made me very upset.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Great actress. would you like to try a Post Malone Oreo?
No, I don't want any
more
calories.
Would you like to get Garen in the balls?
I want no more calories.
What about kicking Garen in the balls? There was talk of us doing that.
Oh, that could expend calories.
You're going the other direction.
No, I don't want to do that either.
Yes, Garen?
Twix strawberry pie is what this is. It's from Brazil.
Okay, good news, Matt. Brazil. There's two left.
Well, then there's only one thing to do.
Good.
Sorry, everybody.
What's in the middle?
It's like a caramel. Was it a caramel? What does it say on there, Jim?
I fail.
Oh, they're stale.
It's the most stale they've ever been.
I don't care. Actually, I like it when it's stale. It's kind of. I like it both ways. But wait, what is the?
Oh, Oreo, taste and you'll remember Oreo. Expired last September, Oreo. Which flavor will they taste today? Garen sucks.
Hey, this is swirled salted caramel and shortbread flavored cream.
Mm. You're right. That was as stale as a cookie can be.
Yeah.
that really pushed the limits of my acceptance of stale cookies.
I'll say this. That was too stale.
Yeah. I still like the...
Do you think it was stale because it's 4,000 degrees in here?
Maybe.
You don't think my comedy thing was serious science, Kathy?
I want to share something about these Girl Scout...
Hang on. Let people laugh. Let people fucking laugh. Don't you lose your patience with me. People are laughing.
They were.
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
So these Muddy Bites, I think it's worth pointing out, it's not just that it's a cone. They have a little diagram, which I think is very educational.
All right.
They show, you know how you get the frozen cones with the nuts on top? I forget what those are called.
Drumsticks.
Drumsticks.
Yeah.
So they show the drumstick, And then they show it's cut off. You know how in the drumstick, there's the chocolate coating that gets caught at the bottom?
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Oh, boy.
It's supposed to be that. So you're cutting off the bottom of a drumstick cone, and it's just the chocolate that fills in the bottom.
So it's like the last bite of
plus
a drumstick.
Mint.
Yeah.
Plus mint.
Plus mint. Yeah.
Oh, that changes everything.
Now, here's the thing. Does that mean there's other flavors of this?
I would assume so.
Muddy bite.
Yeah, I think there's more. There's other muddy bite.
Because I would be down to try a different flavor.
Yeah.
The mint that got
But it's
me.
Girl Scout inspired.
Yeah. Sure. Uh-huh. What is that? You get a badge or a sash?
Are they getting a kickback?
You make some lanyards while you're eating them.
Were you in the Girl Scouts?
No, I was in the Brownies, hated it, and I refused to move up to the Girl Scouts.
What about your daughter? Did you put her in there?
No.
No, she hated it.
No, she's an umpire. She's a softball umpire.
Is she still doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that her profession at this point?
No, but it's how she makes money.
Oh, she
right
does
now.
Get paid for it.
Oh yeah,
huh.
She does nationals sometimes. She's getting flown across the country.
Is she really?
Whoa,
she's really good.
What do you think she's better at? Strikes or balls? If you had to, does she have a very demonstrative strikeout move?
She does.
She does.
She does. It's
and
great.
And she's doing softball.
Yeah.
For what level?
She's doing some college ball, and then up to 18, I guess.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's
and
cool.
And is she always behind the plate, or does she rotate around the field?
No, sometimes she's base umpire, and sometimes she's
Does she prefer
umpire.
One over the other?
You know, I'm not sure. It's more dangerous to be the plate umpire.
Yeah, I'd like to be at second base. Where
I mean, she shows me some of these bruises that, you know, she gets from being hit by a ball.
Oh, Christ. Yeah. Garen, get ready.
I do have a Muddy Bites update.
Oh, we got a Muddy Bites update. Elliot, there's breaking news.
Oh, okay. Wasn't quite ready, but here we go.
Breaking news with Garen. It's probably not really news.
All right, Garen.
There are 7 flavors of Muddy Bites.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Throw some other options.
You got your milk chocolate, which is in just a regular waffle cone.
Well, the whole thing's already chocolate. And then they put milk chocolate in the chocolate?
No,
it's
a regular
standard waffle cone.
your brown style.
You might like that, Jimmy.
Oh, yes, I would like that.
That's not going to be as overwhelming chocolate.
Yeah, I like
a double fudge.
I don't want that. That's too much.
Basically what this was.
There's a peanut butter chocolate.
Yep, I'm down with that.
That's a Reese's cone, Kathy.
It's a classic
Reese's?
Combo.
Well, peanut
Reese's?
Butter.
Reese's?
How do
Reese's.
You say it?
Reese's.
Well, you sound like you know a different family than I do. I'm talking about Reese Witherspoon and her delicious candy treat. Go right ahead.
And then the only one Girl Scout branded is the Thin Mints one.
All right.
And then there's a dark chocolate, which is in a regular waffle cone.
Mm-hmm.
A cookies and cream, which is an Oreo, it looks like.
Yeah, that'll be delicious.
That's great.
You got a variety pack, and then you got a white chocolate.
All right. Well,
I don't like white chocolate.
What's the matter? You see,
it's
I love
not,
it.
It's not really chocolate.
No, it's not. But yeah.
And you offered it to Chuck when he was a kid.
Yeah.
A white cone?
Yeah.
Yeah. He puts it on, enjoys the streets. Hey, let's do this.
Sitting cross-legged on the floor. As Jimmy goes around the
hall. Garen sucks. Garen.
Really getting hit hard today.
Not yet.
Garen, what's going on?
Nothing. Wrapping up the gay movie a day. Today's the last day.
Today's the last day.
What's going to be the final entry?
Yeah, what do you close with?
I don't know yet.
Explain to Kathy what's going on.
I'm watching a queer movie every day for Pride.
Oh, every day of this month?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I did it.
Good for you.
Till today, and I haven't decided to watch.
Is there another one out there that you want to see?
There may only be 29 movies.
Only 29 gay movies.
But is there one that you're interested in?
I might watch like Call Me By Your Name or something, but I've been trying to watch stuff I've never seen. Like
right.
A couple of ones I've seen that I rewatched, but I might. I was also thinking Pride. Have you seen Pride?
Mm-mm.
The YouTube video?
No. It's like a British movie where these gay people help striking minors or something. It's
Did you watch
really,
Birdcage
really
yet?
No, but I watched the original. I watched the French version.
Oh, La Cage aux Folles?
Yeah,
nice.
I watched that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, I just had. Did you see that movie with what's his name, James Bond? There, queer.
I did.
Was that good?
It's interesting. I like that director a lot, but sometimes his stuff doesn't hit.
Who's
right
the director?
Luca Guardino or Guaradino?
Yeah. What was the thing he did before that?
Challengers.
Right.
Also didn't love.
I didn't like that either.
Yeah, that's 0 for 2, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, I guess you like him a lot.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
What did you like? So far, you named two you didn't like.
I like his name that I can't pronounce.
Yeah, Luca.
he did Call Me By Your Name.
Call Me By Your Name, which is great.
He did one of the best horror remakes of all time.
Is that true? Mm-hmm. Which is that?
I don't think I can say which one that was at this moment.
Oh, my God. Can I use Google real quick?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh.
It begins with the letter S.
It does begin with the letter S.
Oh, my God.
He says it's one of the best. I couldn't tell you what that movie is. I'll use my own line for $1 million.
It sounds like someone's going to get kicked in the balls at the end of this episode.
Oh, Garen.
No.
You think somebody's going to match you today?
I'm saying that's not the movie I picked.
Okay.
What we're talking about. Okay. But I don't want to say it because I don't want to.
But you're still cool if we're kicking the balls.
I'm kind of not cool with it.
Because we were talking, this is 100% true. In the break, we talked, and this was Kathy's idea, that even if if everybody's cool, we still want to kick in the balls.
That was my idea.
And Kathy said, let's do it anyway.
Yeah,
that was my idea.
She's like, I only came here to do two things, eat that mint thing and kick Garen in the balls.
I did not say that.
She's 1 for 2. Garen, you posted something on. I don't want to make you angry, but you posted something on social media that there is a movie being made that sounds exactly like the script that you had going around to the festivals.
Yeah,
to the contests.
It's pretty close.
So what? I don't know what can be done because very often when you move here, they tell you mail your script to yourself register it with SAG or with the Writers Guild.
Registered with the Writers Guild.
It is.
Yeah, and I suspect that this person saw it and that's why they changed the title of it because originally it had the same title. I'm not saying he stole it by any means. There's no way I could ever prove that. Even
what if Kathy said it?
I don't know.
So
you don't have guests. You have Fall Guys.
That's right. That's right. Fall Guy number one, Luca Greggi. What? All right.
I was talking about this with a friend of mine, and he's like, well, that just means you're on the right track. I'm like, yeah, but that's not what that means, because this is my most marketable script.
Right.
Somebody could easily make it. And
there's nothing. I don't want to sound like a rube from Iowa. Why don't you get on the Saturday Night Live? That'd be good for you. I don't want to sound like that idiot trying to explain comedy to a professional. But if they tell you when you move here to register it with the Writers Guild or mail it to yourself, what's the point in doing that if somebody can come along like this and just do the same thing? So what's the point in registering it?
Well, there is some recourse, isn't there?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Like, what can you?
I mean, look at Art Buchwald and Eddie Murphy with Coming to America. There, you know, he had satisfaction with that.
I think that was because he's an established writer at the time. So,
I see.
And he had actually had meetings with Paramount, so it was like there was a paper trail of this guy pitched this.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's no. I emailed all of the contests that I know that I remember that I submitted it to to see if I could get a list of judges or a list of readers. None of them have written me back.
Can't you go the other way? When you register with WGA, does that mean other people can look at your script?
I don't think so.
No, it's just a registration of the title and the log line, I believe.
Mm, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they're not like, it's not going to be like in a library or whatever.
Yeah.
But even so, the script may be somewhere. Maybe you can find it and like do a comparison to see if there are any lines that are the same as yours.
I've been thinking of ways to do that because I have connections to people who are in this movie now, like 1 degree away. And I just don't know if A, it's appropriate, and B, if I really want to.
You know, it's a terrible byproduct of this business. That ideas will be floating around in the ethos, and you'll just, you know, they just get grabbed, and there's often nothing we can do about it, and then we just have to move forward to the next idea.
Yeah,
I mean, Garen, I once bought tickets to a Jimmy Breslin concert. So, you know, sometimes things get.
I mean, if it really is just serendipity or whatever, then there's nothing to be done about it. But if you did find out that. Like, basically, you're going to have to wait till the movie comes out, and then you see the movie, and then if you go, that whole scene is my scene, they said the things my character said, then that's when you go and
then you can
people.
Go to the WGA and say, look, you have on record, you have on file the script that I wrote with the date on it that says I wrote that scene. But if they really did steal it, they wouldn't be that stupid. They would change it. And the sad truth is that unless you can prove that they saw your idea and then were like, we're going to do that, they can just say what joke thieves do all the time, which is, oh, it's just parallel thought.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Which is, I mean, that's why I'm kind of like, yesterday was, I was like bad yesterday. Like I was,
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
It sucks.
We've talked about this script in this room and literally was talking about it the day before. Hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to talk to this person, do this and this and this. And
yeah.
And middle of the night, I just took out Instagram and there it is in my face. And I'm like,
all right, I'm going to try to throw some hope in this.
It sounds like he's already been kicked in the balls, guys.
It does seem a little bit like,
maybe we don't do it.
Yes, our work is done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it's, he's numb to it and it's going to be good. Yeah. He's ready for it.
It's my understanding that very often a new writer will shop around a story and then it will not get made. But because it is a good script, they will be given the opportunity to adapt something, write something on another premise, that kind of thing. So I wouldn't think that it's necessarily bad. And I understand, I'm not discounting your emotions about it, but it's not necessarily bad that you, if it's a good script, it's a good script.
Also, what if it sucks and like it, no one, it never sees the light of day, you know, like if they make the movie and no one goes to see it, then.
Well, that premise is then dead for years.
Right.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a Western movie in how long since what Book of Eli or a post-apocalyptic movie since Book of Eli.
Mm-hmm.
Although Mad Max helped a little bit, but
yeah,
my script is done for.
Yeah.
But God knows how long.
That just means you got to write
another
one. For
the rest of your life?
Yeah. He's
It's done?
Yeah, he's done.
That one is anyway. It's so but,
sad. You know what?
It's just annoying. It happens.
Yeah. It's just, it you is know really what? Annoying.
Garen, stand up.
I was going to say, it's you're having a rough time. Maybe just have another one of those mints.
Distraction.
Yeah, just pop one of those mints.
All right. Well, Garen, we're going to circle back to you and get your movies in a little bit.
Sounds good.
But right now, we're checking in with Elliot Harper. He's been at Video Village.
Hello.
There. Elliot, now I don't know. Kathy's got this new boyfriend, Chuck. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Kathy knows you've got a new lady friend.
It sounds like her name is Irma.
Irma.
That's correct. Irma.
Mm-hmm. Irma. She's a delight.
Yes.
And she's very tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we true. Like her.
Yeah.
That's great.
She's from Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
And, we don't care for that, obviously. But.
And yeah, it's going very well.
Good for you.
We also met for this is she came here in June 27th of last year.
Is it already that long?
It's already that long.
Wow.
So she's been here a year.
She's been here a year. We actually we celebrated by going to In-N-Out.
That's what it's all about.
Yep.
Yeah.
So wait a second. You had an online relationship.
Correct.
With her,
on OkCupid, not on Bumble.
And then she moved here?
Well, she didn't intend to move here. She came here to meet me. And then
from Indonesia?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
And then she decided to stay for longer. And then she decided to stay for longer again. And, you know, we're doing all the official things that are appropriate for that. And yeah.
Good for you.
That's so great.
Did you go to Ross at all for the anniversary?
No. Well, see, the thing is, she remembered better than I did that the first day she was here, one of the things she wanted to do was go to In-N-Out. So that was, you know, like a... what's the word I'm looking for?
It was her dream fulfilled.
Tradition.
Full circle.
Serendipity.
What's that?
Serendipity?
No.
Hasbro?
No, we went to In-N-Out again because we went to In-N-Out again.
Yeah, tradition?
It's not tradition,
no,
though.
It's like an anniversary.
Yeah, but there's another word, and I can't find it.
But you, just to be clear, when you say go to In-N-Out, that's what you guys call sex, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they've just been together a year. It's about time to do it.
Yeah, they did it the first day she got here.
Congratulations.
Now they're doing it again. That's the second time they've done it.
You know what?
I forget what you call it. You call it something.
Yeah,
I think
it's
the word.
Intercourse.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you get there? They're just the standard? Or are you one of these assholes that brags about how there's a secret menu?
All right, so here's the thing.
Oh, Christ.
For me...
This is on me.
I just get a double-double, and this time I got the grilled onions because I like that.
God, do I envy you.
Yeah, because you can't have onions.
I can't have onions.
It beats the hell out of you. It may actually be starting to beat me up, but I haven't quite made the connection.
Yeah. Refusing to accept it.
Yeah. Irma is trying to try all the different variants. Mm. So this time it was a mustard-grilled burger.
Nice. Hard pass.
And it tastes a little savorier. I don't think it's worth the extra trouble. We also got extra well done fries, which to me, that's good news.
I like that you said savorier.
Did you?
He said savorier.
I heard what he said.
Savorier.
Savorier.
I can't even say it.
Yeah, it's not
you
a word.
Said more savory.
By the way, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Thank you, Matt. Body of Christ.
I think that the ideal In-N-Out fry combination is one of their regular, one bin of their regular fries and one bin of the extra, the double well done fries, and mix those together. And I think that's perfect.
That's the perfect mix.
I think so. Yeah.
I want to make fun of you, but I don't really know how to. That actually sounds delicious.
I've got you covered.
Yeah.
You
oh, yeah. All right.
I was say the thing about ordering that is you have to worry about them falling asleep when you're explaining.
Well, so here's the thing, though. So Irma, a very specific thing that she wanted. So she wrote it down because apparently she watched some video where somebody did that so that they'd be less embarrassed and not have the problem Matt's talking about. So she wrote that down. I said, okay, give it to me. I handed it to him. He goes, okay.
Like robbing a bank. You're
robbing it? Right. Yeah.
It kind of start putting money in the bank. No. We just want our fries mixed up. We just want a mixture of French fries. Don't do that, sir.
Yeah. So
we're living in tense times in Los Angeles. Don't be passing notes to cashiers.
I it seemed like a very innocent thing to do, and the officers were very understanding.
That seems fair.
What, you didn't think you could just read it to him?
I could have, but because she wrote it down, I thought he'll enjoy this.
Yeah, but you could read it right from there, like you're an actor, the performer that you are.
Sure, I could have done that, but I still thought it was more fun to hand it to him.
All right,
now I got to know what her of all the variants she's tried, what's been her favorite?
I mean, so you're not going to like this.
I don't like you,
animals.
Fair enough.
So right. I mean, you know, we're already in that area.
She has liked one that's I guess it's called an onion burger, where instead of buns it has onions.
What the fuck? What?
That kind of like what I was talking about earlier.
Pastrami. It's your pastrami sandwich.
There you go.
It's your turkey pastrami sandwich.
Right. So you hold onions?
Well, it's in
I don't want that on my hands for the next week and a half.
It's in a paper, which, by the way, the other thing I want to do for In-N-Out next time I order is when I get a double-double, I'm going to say, can I get it no paper?
You're going to say no paper.
Because have you ever accidentally eaten the paper?
No, because I'm an adult.
I think you've accidentally eaten the paper.
I've never eaten paper.
I have because I get it.
For you.
What'd you say?
How's that pipe?
How's food pipe?
You're over here like it's a
you're the penguin.
That's a Nazi smoking a cigarette.
It is, isn't it?
I don't eat paper. Do you have paper? Show me your papers.
Then I will eat them.
I will eat them.
What are you going to say, Matt?
I was going to say, I get it protein style, which is just lettuce wrap instead of bun. And, you know, you need the paper to keep it from spilling all over the place. Yeah. And it's a problem. Mm-hmm. But if I didn't get the paper, it would be a bigger problem because it would be such a mess.
So for that, I get it. But for the regular burger, just give me the French fry bin.
Yeah. That's
what is that called? The little
tray?
Tray. There we go. Paper tray. And put the burger in the paper tray for me. Okay. That way I don't... Because the other thing is you lose some of that cheese that you like. I mean, you get stuck on the paper and you can't get it.
These are things that I don't go to In-N-Out, so...
You don't eat meat.
I don't eat meat, so these are all these things that I never had to contend with.
They'll make you a grilled cheese.
They will?
Yeah, they will. My son would used to get that. Although recently I said we were somewhere and the only thing available was In-N-Out. I go, he goes, I can't have one of those fake grilled cheeses. like there was a time he accepted it. Yeah. Now he's just,
I mean, it's just a bun with cheese.
That's it.
You could get some other thing on there if
you
wanted to.
Get onions.
Yeah, you get a vegetable.
You get a vegetable.
All right, listen. Well, it sounds like you guys had a great anniversary. Yeah. Happy anniversary. It's exciting.
Yeah,
yes.
It is fun. And we're going to have, you know, because there will be other things along the way that we will celebrate as anniversary.
Other fries?
Oh, definitely other fries. Irma's favorite of that is, of course, the onion ring. So,
of course.
Yeah. Do you and Irma live together?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. They live in a one bedroom with a not. I'm sorry. You know,
a loft. A loft single.
A single.
Wow.
They went from zero to 60.
You must really like each other a lot.
They do.
You must really love each other to live in a single.
With a loft.
Wow.
It's the same space as a one bedroom.
Okay? Yeah, right. But like, no doors, man.
No doors. Irma is very good with, she's got a set of earbuds that work very well for when she wants to watch her videos, and she literally can't hear me unless I get her attention, so that helps.
If Irma uses earbuds, do I use cath buds? Just wondering.
Yes, Rich Hall, you do.
Actually, that's more Gallagher.
I like that.
Very
that
nice.
Fun.
Write that down. Might get an order of that, Gary. That's fun stuff for the video.
That was very good.
All right, what's your guess? So you're first up.
I know. I think I just got to take the big one. Sorry, Matt. I got to take this one. I'm going Star Wars.
Yeah, that's the big one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's sci-fi.
Horror. Sci-fi.
Ah, right.
Yeah. And Star Wars is the big one. There's no doubt about that. Kathy, now it does come to you. I think there's a huge horror one that I think
there is.
If it makes it, I hope it makes it to me.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know those genres so well.
Did you Google it?
I didn't.
So you're just guessing off the top of your head?
Oh, and it's, am I supposed to Google it?
You do whatever you want.
Do you have one?
I have one, but it's
bad.
What is
it?
What is it? Say it.
Scream.
That's a great one.
That's a great
one. What's wrong with that one? It's a great one.
It just seems so obvious.
That was my number
two. No, but that's so obvious.
He said Star Wars.
That's what I was going to say if you hadn't said it.
You have a very good chance of having to do this later.
Because we know he loves that movie. He's a big horror guy.
He loves Scream. He loves Star Wars. Those are two great guesses. But I think there's some other great guesses, too, if he decides to not go with the obvious one or two punch.
Well, the only thing left on the table in my mind...
Oh, don't say it. If you say it, I kick him in the balls.
We know he loves horror. We know he loves Stephen King. I gotta say The Shining.
Look at this.
Does it count if it's the?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You don't count articles.
We exclude articles.
Okay. I don't want to say this, but I have to say this. Oh, damn it. Do I go with that or that or that?
There's still a lot of good ones.
Yeah, but...
Too many good
those
ones.
Those are the three, man.
There's one that I think you should do.
I'm going to say Saw.
Okay.
I don't think it's a match. I think one of you three will match him. Mm. But I will say Saw.
I'll say this. One of the four of us better match him, because those are four good answers. Ew.
Wow.
A tough time getting
one to see that at all.
I was between Saw 7 and Shaun of the Dead.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Oh. Okay.
Also, The Sixth Sense. Oh, two S's.
Yeah.
Oh, God. These are very good.
Yes. I'm very good at the game.
Yeah, you are. Well, you play it all the time.
I know how to Google. all right. Give us the fans, if you would. Now, Kathy, these are the fans also trying to match Garen. This means nothing to us except for the fans matching Garen.
Okay.
All right. Go right ahead. I'll pick up the glasses.
Oh, I'm supposed to...
You don't do anything but sit.
Oh. When you
match his name, his first of the winner. Obscure sometime. You can match for bragging rights. What do fans think of... Hey, I don't want to ruin next week, but I just want to make sure that Terrence Trent D'Arby does not qualify as either a horror movie or a sci-fi movie.
He might be sci-fi.
It is a T.
He might be sci-fi.
Okay. I just want to make sure. I want to know if I should put it on my list or not. Do I put Terrence Trent D'Arby down?
I think you should.
You know what? It's my guess. Do what you want.
Do what I want.
Doesn't mean you're going to win. Go right ahead. Right, give us the fans.
I believe this number... There's either 10 or 11 on here, so I'm just going to go through them. I think this was the next one that should be on the list, which is Sinners.
Oh, that's great.
He just saw it 9 times.
Oh, he does love Sinners, so, and he probably is thinking, they know I love Sinners. I saw it a million times.
Oh, my God, it's going to be Sinners.
Sinners, I think we can't kick him in the ball.
Can I tell you something? No. I'm upset that I didn't think of it because I would have said it.
Me too.
I was trying to.
Yeah.
Oh, damn me to hell. You could have texted me.
Why didn't you say it then if you had thought of
because
it?
Because Star Wars is a better answer.
I don't think it is. I think Sinners is a better answer.
For him, Sinners is a better answer.
But here's, if he overthinks it, Star Wars is a better answer.
Mm.
Then we got, although there's
he's
no evidence.
He's in the room. We're talking about him like he's not around. You know, he's dumb. I mean, let's acknowledge
he's
dumb.
Just fucking idiots never going to say Star Wars.
I mean,
Star
you know, if he overthinks it, because he overthinks things because he's a fucking dunce.
Then we got Serenity.
Serenity.
The Firefly movie.
Yep.
I don't even know that one.
No, you wouldn't.
It's a good movie.
It was a spinoff of a TV series that Joss Whedon did. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Although I think we're mad at Joss Whedon, so.
Yeah.
Short Circuit.
Short Circuit is a sci-fi with that robot that may or may not be alive.
Yeah. Well, number five.
He certainly thought so.
Just making sure.
Then we got Scanners.
That's a classic.
That was the first thing I thought of. But
okay.
Yeah.
And the next two I am not familiar with, but there's Sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Garen?
Sci-fi.
Yeah.
It's a sci-fi? Okay, great. And then Suspiria.
Yeah, it's horror.
Okay. Then the aforementioned
like that
Saw.
Came up earlier.
What's that?
It came up earlier.
In this show?
Oh, is that the movie that Luka Dugogokov?
I think you would have been okay saying that out loud, Garen.
I didn't know what it was.
Nobody was going to pick that.
I didn't want to impact anybody's.
Thank you for your consideration.
So then we have Saw.
Saw, that was my guess, and I'm not thrilled with it.
And then number three, if we are kicking Garen in the balls, it will be this, Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Yeah, that's a horror film.
Yeah,
that's what they call a slasher.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then you've got Star Wars and Scream.
Are they tied for the top spot?
Star Wars is two, and Scream is one.
See, so Scream, the fans think Scream is the number one answer.
Wow.
Kathy.
And The Shining, not
now
even in the top ten.
Before we reveal it, what's the criterion for kicking
Just if we want to.
Yeah, oh. We've lost track of it at this point.
If his number one isn't one of these obvious ones, if he says my number one is...
So it's a bit subjective.
No, you'll know. You'll be mad at him.
If you've if none of us have ever heard of it before, that's grounds for ball kicking.
Okay.
I think that's the way it works.
Okay. You know, if he goes to number one, Slitherface. it's a film out of Russia that everybody, if it's that, he gets kicked in the balls.
Okay. Can I throw a few more out? Yes. So, Sphere.
Yeah.
Solaris, Soylent Green, Snowpiercer. Here's another one he could pick.
What?
Smile.
That's a good one.
Did you like that movie?
I never saw it.
You don't like horror films?
Not much.
What's your favorite genre, Kathy, if you had to?
Thriller.
You love a thriller?
I do.
Good for you. You deserve it. Have you and Chuck gone to a movie yet together?
Yes.
What'd you go see together?
We haven't been to many, but we saw Sinners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we went to the Writers Guild Theater and saw a screening of F1.
Okay.
Which was...
I saw F1 as well. I'm not saying my review yet because they are seeing it this week.
Okay, then I'm not going to say anything either.
Okay.
We saw something I really loved, and damn it, what's the name of it? Tom Hiddleston.
Life of Chuck?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you saw Life of Chuck?
Like you should remember that one.
Yes, and I couldn't remember it with the name Chuck.
Yeah, boyfriend's name.
And then we saw the one with
She loves Life of Chuck.
Damn it. I really thought Life of Chuck was good.
I have not seen. You saw it, Garen? Mm-hmm. You loved it too.
Yeah,
it's
very good.
And the one with who's the guy who was in Bohemian Rhapsody? What's his name?
Rami Malek.
Right, Rami Malek.
Oh, the one where he's blown up a swimming pool.
Saw The Accountant? Not The Accountant. That's the Ben Affleck. The Amateur.
The Amateur, which...
What did it miss?
And you like thrillers, and that's kind of a thriller, right?
Yeah, but it really did miss.
It missed. It was...
I wanted to like it.
Yeah. I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's okay in this.
Yeah.
He's okay.
He's a very specific flavor. I want to throw three more out.
Okay.
The Stepfather.
That's fucking Elliot.
The Stepfather. That's good.
Okay.
Saturn 3.
What are we doing?
What are you doing?
And Shocker I want to say Saturn 3 because that's Farrah Fawcett and Kirk Douglas. It's a crazy movie if you've never seen it.
You could have just said that one then. Instead of the other 95.
Why are you naming these now?
Yeah, nobody really knows why he's doing that.
He's showing off.
I'm going to be honest. That's the most legit question in the history of the show. Nobody knows why that's happening. It's not his week to name movies.
I just want to see if any of them end up on his.
Then you could have gone, I had that. That's how we do it in the future.
That's not how I did it.
All right, Garen, please reveal your five, if you would. Or if you're going by Elliot's rules, please reveal your 37 movies.
Number five.
The Serpent and the Rainbow.
Serpent and the Rainbow, number five. Now see if that was number one.
Number four. Session 9.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Number 3. Suspiria.
Wow. Okay. Look at that.
Number 2.
Yes.
Scream.
And number one. Do we have a winner?
Number one. Spider Baby.
No.
I'm just kidding. The Shining, Matt.
Hey!
Wow. What a shocker. Oh, my God. I thought it was going to be Star Wars.
I thought so, too. The Shining comes into the top spot. Please, play some music.
Matt gets $20.
He gets $20 out of the Dane coffee can. It's all sealed.
That's right.
Oh, shit.
What was it?
That's coffee contamination. I don't know how it got in the bag.
By the way, I haven't even got to tell you guys about my flea infestation.
About what?
My flea infestation.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure I want to hear that.
Yeah, put that back away.
Or is it going to bring fleas in here, I think, is the big question.
But look at my ankle. Look at my feet and
ankles. Oh, shit.
I know.
Is this a thing you want to show on camera?
I don't care. It's going to go away.
Before we give Matt his $20,
yes.
Why? Who brought the fleas? Some sort of dog?
I don't know. It could have been my neighbor's dog in the front of the building. He told me he had fleas. And I love that dog, and I touch him a lot.
And so you think maybe some fleas?
It could be.
I mean, though, you look like you've been bitten badly.
Badly, yeah.
Do they itch horribly?
They're subsiding now. I had my place exterminated on Saturday.
Over the weekend.
I have to put everything back together and do like a million laundries and clean all the surfaces. Yeah. And ugh.
Meanwhile, Chuck's in the fucking ocean. Living the life of Riley. Do you you put a calamine lotion on that? What do you put on the ankles so that they don't itch and drive you bananas?
Ankle. I put alcohol and then some kind of steroid cream that my doctor prescribed for me. Alcohol. It's a little stronger than just an over the counter. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A little scotch. Whiskey.
Yeah. A little scotch. Yeah.
Seems painful.
Was that in the script?
No.
All right, we're going to count to 20 by 5. So here we go, everybody. Ready? Mm-hmm. And
5, 10, 15, 20.
Wow, you guys are good.
Well, we know how to count.
You're excellent at math.
Thank you, Kathy. Kathy, thank you for being here.
Oh, my God, it's over already?
It flew by. I mean, it literally, we've been, this show is, what, 2.5? What are we at, 2:20?
No, 2, but wow. But seems that like first thing was short, so that's she's been... This is
yeah, little... she's been the guest the whole time. Yeah. Wonderful. Right. Kathy, it's a joy always to see you.
I love seeing you guys.
We love seeing you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always. And I hope Chuck's not mad at me.
What would Chuck be mad about?
He's shy. And
but
I
you
hope...
said nothing but positive things.
I did say nothing but positive things, right? So it's fine.
Is he a paid subscriber? Because this is behind a paywall.
Oh, this is behind a paywall.
Oh, this paywall. He'll never
so you're safe.
Okay.
I will say this. There's not even something... You didn't say anything that you would go... Oh, is there a chance Chuck can take that the wrong way? There's nothing. No. Everything was positive.
But he's very
energy.
Shy, and he probably wouldn't like to
I mean, he might not like us, but...
Oh, yeah. No,
oh, that's he'll like that's you confirmed. Guys.
Take the mite out of him. He no won't way. Like us.
Yeah.
No, there's no doubt.
So if he wants to listen to this, I can just tell him that he has to subscribe.
Sorry, it's behind a paywall.
Sorry.
There will be like a little short... we put like 20 minutes out for free.
Oh, okay.
So you can listen to that, and I will very carefully pick a 10, like it'll be a segment that doesn't.
Yeah, I'm worrying for no reason,
yes.
As I often do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Join the club.
God, I am such a worrier. Jeez,
you are
this is a room
worrier.
Of that.
What?
This is a room of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you kidding me, Garen? You look lost in thought. You all right?
Yeah.
How's your throat?
It's open.
Oh, good.
I've like your heart.
I've passed the, yes, like my heart and my mind.
Garen,
it's past the closing phase.
I think The Shining was a perfect answer, mm-hmm. but can we still just end the show by us kicking you the balls?
You know?
It seems like there's a lot of build up to it, and then if we don't do it, I think the listeners are going to be disappointed.
Let's check out balls.
What if we just tell them it happened?
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't we just, we'll make some noise and you go, ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
All right, Kathy, kick him.
Oh.
Matt.
Oh.
Elliot. Me. All right, fun. Hey, on behalf of, hey, everybody, thanks for listening, for subscribing, thanks for supporting the program. On behalf of the Pop Culture Beast, look at him over there. He's got raw balls. That's Gary Cockrell behind Video Village. Look at him with his 45-word answer. That's Elliot Hochberg, the honcho, 20 bucks richer, Matt Belknap, our great friend Kathy Lab, and I'm Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, gone, not forgotten.